that. You want to call the studio number and chat with me?
It is. Guest calling. Welcome to a Millennial Third Eye on the podcast world. So I didn't realize my microphone was on the whole time, so you probably heard me talking the whole time. I used to do that when I started it, and I forgot about the intro. And I'd be like, hey, what's going on? And it was like, rookie move. What's up, Sarah? So yeah, I'm on the radio show, so you guys can call in the studio number, which is here. And I feel like I don't know how to pin everything. I should have like copied this and put that together if someone wants to. I don't know, but yeah, so we're live on the radio show. I don't need to tell you anymore. I said it like four times. Mad Angel numbers today: 333-202-212-252. So it's pretty cool. I feel good today. I feel calm. I'm also learning a lot today without putting in a ton of mental, emotional energy. Like, it's like, click, there it is. Oh, wild. And I think it's because I'm calmer. I saw two different lives on your feed, Anna says. Yeah, well, because I try to do all these different multi-streaming. I tried to attempt, everyone, multi-streaming, which I've done before, just haven't brought it to other extents. But what happens? Facebook's like, we're so smart, we know what you're doing. So we're going to make it real difficult for you. That's my opinion. That's my spiritual opinion. I mean, come on. Let's be real. We know, they know, a lot of computer analogies stuff. And they're like, yeah, we're going to remind you why you like Facebook. And I'm like, you must have heard me talking crap about Facebook the other day. And you know, because you show up with advertisements about things I've talked about, like homemade waffles, and now you're telling them about waffle makers. Really, I want you. They're like, let's help you manifest that. That's a great business slogan. You know what? That's my business slogan. You heard it here, everyone. You heard it here first. In Millennial's Third Eye. Let's manifest and make that happen for you. Let's help you manifest that. I'm down with it. I don't want to sit down with the sickness because that's a stupid, that's a song, but I don't want to manifest it. No. So, I like all the stuff you're wearing. You like all my stuff I'm wearing? Thank you. One says 33. Oh, yeah. Because I was trying to, first of all, I was trying to figure out what was going on. And then Spirit was like, you need to value yourself. And I was like, yeah, all right, cool. True. Because that's a lot of learning I'm doing today. I realize sometimes I don't go live or do any of this because I don't feel like I have anything to show for, or I'm trying to come up with a topic, and sometimes it's just not about having a topic. It's not about, and I've known this, but I didn't realize that I would avoid doing what made me happy because I felt that I wasn't where I should be doing live readings. I was like, whoa, I get this is deep. And again, when you guys are healing and working on yourselves, like, remember, I got the awareness, right? It doesn't have to be anything more than that. You got the message. I got the message. Spirit's like, hey, he's got the message. And there's a difference. There's like, you got the message, but you went, yeah, I knew that. I knew that. I don't know why I did that. And that's just about life. You have to grab it. You have to grab it yourself and go, all right, we learned about this. So what are we going to do about it? We got to take ourselves seriously now. UBA, bad at, yeah, this is one of my spiritual, it's really a waistband, but I like to wear it across sometimes, but it's strength, protection, working with my ancestors, working with spirit, colors are a big vibration. You need to learn more about colors, especially spirit guides. Spirit guides, ancestors, they do 9 colors, and most of the time it's not black. In some traditions, there is different, there's a spiritismo, right? They don't really work too much with the black color, but there are guides that are represented, which, for example, in Sanse, they work a lot with spirits too and guides, and some of the guides do come forward with black and red, and there's a lot of things that are good that do have colors that are in that combination, but every combination has a purpose and a vibration. What's up? Sandy, right now, if I'm doing paid readings, but if you call in also on the radio show, which I put the number up before, you can possibly get a free message and a card, but I'm not doing like a whole lot of free stuff today. If you follow me on TikTok, I'll be picking a couple of people who follow me today on TikTok for a quick message. There's color magic too. I believe that, you know, if you hit a key on a piano, there's a vibration to it. And there's also a color that matches it. Kind of like the color scale and numbers and on the computer. Like if you put a certain amount of numbers, it comes with a color. That's a vibration. It's just digital. Emotions are colors. That's why we have auras and all that fun stuff, because energy is, you don't see it, but some people do see it. Do you see my magic? Oh, this is magic. You know. I won't quit my day job, but I'll never give up my goals and dreams. So, I hope you guys are having a great Saturday. Blessed be. I felt like saying that for some reason. Spirit said that. Blessed be. Blessed be. Where does that come from? May you be blessed. There's a lot of things going on right now today. So, what's up with you guys? I like talking, too. I don't always just want to sit here and, like, it's not about always waiting. I want to connect with you guys. I'm glowing purple. That's actually really significant. I'm glad you said that. It's cool. I didn't know that. That's really cool. I was listening to Saint Germain affirmations, and Saint Germain, they're powerful. And I was just listening and participating. It's the violet flame. Saint Germain is the purple violet flame. Very, 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 very cool. I found myself as when I connected to the Ascended Masters, there was a lot of things in my awakening. First, it was like Buddhism, and then a little bit of Catholic, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. I was like, whoa, what's going on? Because we are connected to all these things. And at the time, I was like, oh, my God, what's going on? How am I connected to all this? And what I was going with that was, what did you say before? Purple. Saint Germain came up in the Ascended Masters for me. And that was really, really significant. He was an alchemist. He was a master of his craft. And I think that everyone should hear this too. Don't just call upon your angels sometimes and spirit guides. You call upon the Ascended Masters. The first deck that I really worked with more than anything was actually the Ascended Masters. It was the real deck that was given to me. And that thing, I wanted to like not open it because brand new, authentic, those cards were like $500-something. Someone gifted it to me. And I was really grateful about that. And I was just looking at cards and pictures and feelings, and I was getting a lot of spiritual messages from my guides. And just that's what I want people to know. You might be looking at a picture, oracle card, whatever. Don't complicate it. Whatever you feel, you might get some stuff about something that you didn't get with someone else in the same card. But that's the thing about energy. That's the thing about connection. That's the thing about what you feel, trusting what you feel. Even though we are feeling like we should do something and maybe it doesn't work out perfectly at that moment, doesn't mean that it didn't work out and it was bad and you messed up. It's about showing up. Spirit told me once that if you want to do something really, really passionately and you want to really have it work out for you, show up as if you've already are starting the class or the, you know, you're showing up for the event. You're showing up. You might have started the event, posted the event, and you're still sitting there on a Zoom conference waiting for people. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that, even if you know or read that, okay, no one signed up. Show up for yourself because you are putting yourself in the position of that reality that you are present. You are there and you make it a routine. Hey guys, having another thing. You don't have to like worry about speak my truth. Like don't lie to yourself and tell people like, oh, it was such a great class and no one showed up. You know what I'm saying? Be honest. Just keep pushing yourself and say, I'm doing another class and then the next following week, because eventually people are going to click with it and go, oh, it's still okay. And another one. Okay. So people are going to be interested in that, but you're doing the law of attraction. What's up, Candace? So I do see someone called in the radio show, and I'll take that caller in a minute and see what's up. Be patient with me, my friend. So in order to get anything you want, if you don't know what your purpose is, your goals are, what you're doing next, or what do I do with my life type of thing, you have to let go of those thoughts and feelings and literally just start making happy decisions. And a lot of people are like, well, how do I do that if I don't have money? How do I do that? And that's the thing about thinking. Don't focus on and worry about the money thing, because you're losing time and energy, and it's going right into this manifesting of lack and resistance. And if we get all really stuck with it, it turns into an obsession with the topic. And really the whole point about all this is, okay, wait, I'm really deep into this thought and stuff, so I need to work on my thoughts and feelings. Because if you want this, the like little pieces that come together that make a big significant impact in your life with the law of energy, attraction, manifesting, what you put out, what you get back, it's really about, it's not all about healing. It's not always about this thing that needs to come out. It's sometimes just about realizing, like I did, oh, I'm putting the work in at my job and not for myself. Oh, I'm not showing myself I'm valuable, that I deserve to pay myself. I'm not realizing, like today, I had a quick moment. I'm not showing up because I felt that I didn't have anything valuable in the sense of like to show up for myself. But here we are, and I always remember when I'm live or I'm in it, it's my gift. It's something that just channels through, and we're talking about this right now. But all right, let's take this caller. And if you have a topic that you want to talk about, if you have a reading real quick. I don't want any questions though, unless you really want to ask the question. But 216, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello.
Hi. You said no questions.
If you really want to ask, the only reason why I say that is because I'd rather not know anything. Sometimes people can say, oh, well, love a relationship, and then, you know, you could go with it. I'd rather not know. But if you do want to ask, that's totally fine with me. It's up to you.
Nope. Why not? This is the first time I've ever called in. Gosh, I just happened to log in. Nope. Why don't you tell me? You can drive the car and just let me know what you see coming up for me. Would you like my name?
Okay. Yeah, just your name. I usually ask, too. I said, yeah, where are you calling from, and what's your name and where are you calling from?
Sharon, and from Ohio, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. So I want you to know, Sharon, before I start reading you, I'm actually live also on Facebook on my camera, and I'm also on the radio show here. So sometimes I like to either do one or the other, or today I felt a little like expanding and trying new things, and why not?
Okay.
But thank you for calling in and finding me. You know, the first thing that I'm getting is that I want you to know this for you. You have such a beautiful heart. You have a great personality and energy with you. You have, you know, I think spiritually we use the word spiritual too much. And it's just this, is that you have so much light to you that you're very caring. You're very giving. And this is really good, because sometimes the first things I get for some callers aren't about this direct message of positivity. Something's about, you know.
Interesting.
Others.
Yeah, I have to say I am. I do. I'm a pretty. It takes me a lot to get down. I try to be positive about everything. You are right about that.
Yeah. But you've what my guides are talking to me about right now is that don't resent how much you've given over time. Your energy, your love, your care. There's something that you're patiently waiting for, is what I'm hearing. And the payoff is going to be more than, maybe not so much about money, but what is really coming in for you is going to be so worth the wait, and so worth the patience and so worth, because you almost talk yourself into the things that you really, really do deserve and want in your life.
I'm very patient with somebody. You are, and it has to, you're right. It has to do with career. You just hit it right on. Talk about that has taught me. Oh, but go on. I'm sorry. I'll let you talk.
Ooh, I'm getting chilled. See, I show everyone on the camera. I got chills and my hairs are standing up. I got bumps. All right. Because I like your energy and who you are, your past cards, I'm going to give you a couple more cards and messages here.
Okay.
Queen of Cups in reverse in the past with the Four Cups. So what I'm seeing in the past is that you didn't really have this goal or really direction of what you were really wanting and achieving, but also at the same time, you weren't content. You were feeling this, I'm okay, but I feel like there's something missing. You didn't know what it was. Presently, you have the High Priestess with the Four of Wands. So the High Priestess for me is the duality, but the balance of intuition and spiritual knowledge. And it's hard sometimes to be in this, the 3D world, and then have the spiritual information. For me, it's like going into work as a chef and, okay, we're here as a chef. And then also going back home and, okay, but I had a, for me, I had to combine the two in my own unique ways. But you have this high intuition, and you are gifted, and you have the knowing. And the obstacle is about a relationship or the relationship with yourself. It's the Four of Wands, and it's about a structure. And so Spirit's saying is whatever it is about people or relationships in general when it comes to coworkers, friends, family, love life, remember that the relationship you have with certain individuals and yourself, especially yourself, is going to prosper. But my guides are also saying, as a spiritual person, because you are, remember that we all feel and go through a little bit more, and we have to see things uniquely at times to go, oh, because I see a lot of people in your favor with work and that aspect. I also, let's go to that in a minute, but it's going to work out for you. Just don't get involved with anyone's drama or chaos or negative energy. If they want to talk about something and you feel at the time that maybe it's not best to have them vent to you at that moment or call you about it, because they're saying when you go home, leave work at the door. When you go to work, bring work with you. But when people come to you for conversation with work, make sure that it's limited, because they're really taking your energy and they're not happy with themselves. There's going to be people that will be leaving around your job, and there's going to be one person is leaving. One person's going to be pushed out. I don't understand why, but there's an evolution of titles. So they're going to bring you up to something. Your future cards are the Magician with the Two of Swords. So what I want you to remember is this. You are the Magician. What we think about and what we feel is what we create and attract. But you also have the Two of Swords, which is, where am I going? What am I doing? What's next? What, I don't know. Just trust this process. I don't want you to fear or worry about anything pushing you away. There's also something with your home that you're worried about, or there's something about, hold on, what's up with the home?
I don't know if it's worried. I want to get my kitchen redone, and I got the money, but I don't want to use all my, I want to pay cash for it. I mean, I want to get cabinets, and I'm trying to stash money. I want to get it done. I'm going to need it soon, yes. But not worried.
My dad,
I'm okay with it. I want to read. That's what I'm worried about. I need to get it done. But other than that, my home's fine.
There's two things I want to say. I don't know what state you're in, but either way, if you wanted to ask my father for advice, he was a custom cabinet maker, and now he's later in his age, but he has different things. He does not the same. But he has a lot of knowledge when it comes to where to really get the cabinets, or he might be able to order them for you actually too and have them delivered. But you wind up actually spending a lot more at Home Depot and Lowe's and these other places because
you're absolutely right. I know. Sorry, go on.
I want you to see something. No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. You mentioned about saving the money and wanting to do your kitchen over, and I want you to see this in other ways too. It's good that you are saving, but at the same time, there's something going on with you not putting it up. Why not do it now? Or I think you can do it sooner than later is what I'm hearing. But this is also like little things in your life too when it comes to buy yourself something you really like. Go enjoy lunch. Go enjoy something that you really like. Don't forget to treat yourself. There's something about worries and staying where you are in the future. And what if I don't stay here in the future? What if I don't worry about the future? Just be happy. If you want to do the kitchen, do it. Do it.
Okay.
Happiness is really.
I know.
Yeah.
You're right, though.
I'm not always right. I'm human. I go through my experiences. I did this little tapestry behind me, and I put lights around it last night, and I hot glued the LEDs, and I actually had a lot of fun, and I didn't realize that cool and zone out into doing that. So don't forget to have fun. You don't always have to be with someone. You have a lot of great things coming for you, but if I were to tell you your whole life story, right, like, hey, this thing's going to come around in 2 weeks, and you're going to love it. You're going to be looking for it and actually ruin it instead of bringing it in. But you do have a lot of great things coming for you, because I hear Spirit saying she thinks at times, you know, I've done all this stuff. I'm grateful. But when is it my turn to level up or my turn to feel? Because I've been grateful. And you kind of battle yourself with that. You deserve great things, and they're coming. So just know that there's like three little seeds they're showing me, and like they're separated by 2 to 3 months individually. And those little seeds are actually big, great things for you. I'm not significant about the time frame. I see them in between months,
okay,
because you have actually ended and changed a lot of cycles and patterns in your past with your life.
I have. You're right.
So just know that this is coming back in a new wave for you, and everything that you have ended is now coming in as a positive, because you say, I deserve better. This is not a problem. It's okay. I see a lot of joy for you. So it's not easy being at this vibration sometimes, because there's a lot of knowing and there's a lot of patience, and we still are human and deserve and want things, and that's fine. Proud of you. You have come a really long way, and not everyone sees that. I know that if I were to look into your eyes, I would feel it and see it. And so remember, you are an angel.
I've had a lot of heartache, a lot of obstacles. But I tell you, these last 4 years, it happened to me older in life. Like, you know what I'm saying? It did. I love my job now. I'm so grateful I have it, and I got it all later in life. I don't blame anybody. I truly believe when you're born, that is your life. I mean, there's no coincidence. What happens in your life is meant to be. I truly believe that. Exactly. But one person at work is leaving. That's interesting. I know you said that.
One is either leaving involuntarily, as in like they're letting them go. They don't not happy with their performance or something. And someone else is going to follow either immediately or a little after.
Okay.
And I'm not sure completely why. Usually people leave because they see someone else getting treated unfairly, but this is going to be all proper and karmic and whatever needs, because people need to be brought to other places sometimes to see and find. There was something else I wanted to say before I moved on.
Sure.
People also need your help, and it doesn't need to be always spiritual and doesn't always need to be about the vibrations, but you have this vibration of feeling sometimes you're not sure and then you are sure. But you, even right now, right, on Facebook Live, I have mini readings for $30 if they want to be put on the list. And I'm also on here, and you called in, and I'm doing some free readings here. So I'm happy to have connected with you, and I'm not thinking about the money. It's just, I feel our vibrational connection right now, and I'm grateful to connect with you. And that's what you're missing, is people who are needing your advice or needing your expertise of the topics you have been through in your journey, because that's what's also going to help you and others and us and all of us awesome people in the world continue our love and put love into the world. And it's amazing how people can be attracted to finding other people who will help them too, in the ways we couldn't even imagine.
I know what you mean. Well, you're pretty accurate. Have you been on Blog Talk before? I've just never, not that often.
Yeah, I actually started my journey on Blog Talk Radio originally, and I went to Facebook, and then I did Facebook and Blog Talk. So at one point I was doing a bunch of stuff. And I was a lot, but later on, I lost myself at one point again, but I had to also see where my happiness was. And even today, I was like, why am I not allowing myself, or why am I not doing the thing that I, last night I was doing all this decorating around this table for this, my spiritual stuff. And I'm like, okay, I did all this stuff. What am I waiting for? But I also need to love myself and give myself time besides work and being here. And there needs to be a balance, but sometimes I just, because I want to. But yeah, I've been here for quite a few years. Me and my friend Candace do a show together on here, but she's going through a move right now. She's traveling to South Carolina, so safe trips and travel with her. And we joke around. We're very authentic, and we curse and talk about
many things. But you were really spot on, but I really am at peace. And, you know, like I'm laying here right now, so relaxed. I have my 50-pound dog just laying right on top of me. She's my baby. But listen, thank you for the reading. I really appreciate it. You're
very
welcome. Accurate.
Thank you. If you can follow me on Facebook and TikTok, trying to grow the followers on TikTok so I can get 1,000 and go live there. But I'm also on Facebook and YouTube. Stay in touch.
Let me listen to your other readings.
Yeah, absolutely. Stay in.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm not going to kick you off. All right.
Thank you. Have a nice afternoon.
You too. I love people. So I love Facebook world and also the radio show world. Most of the time I do play music on the radio show, but it's not a traditional day, I suppose. It's just here. My dad was a custom cabinet maker. Yeah, I remember you saying that, Anna. So I like this setup for the podcast. I actually moved my stand here that has the LED around it in the middle of the table because it opens. And I thought it was cool for a minute. I was like, no, I don't like that. And then behind me, even though I have it behind me, I put that tapestry. I know you guys can't see it on the radio show, but I put LEDs there. And now I'm here doing the same thing, but you can't see the tapestry because that's why I put it in the middle of the table before. So we're here. That's all that matters, right? Creativity and putting my energy somewhere. By the way, guys, if you guys on Facebook if anyone wants a immediate, definite live reading, PayPal's 30. I put the link in Facebook. But if you want to get a chance, call into the live radio show, and we can possibly pick you for a quick message. I don't always do that extensive amount of messages, but I felt really good about that, so I did that. If you follow me on TikTok, it's in the episode information here. It's basically everything is spaced out with an underscore. If you follow me on TikTok, I'm going to pick someone else also for a free mini quick message. So let's see here. I see someone called in but didn't press number one. So if you want to possibly get picked up from the phone call, just press. Make sure you press one when you call in. You need a larger tapestry. Yeah, I'm grateful. It's all going to work out. One day I'll have my own, like, podcast. I thought about doing, like, a DIY thing in my room, but I also don't want to be in my room. So that's why I'm down here. I'm just accepting that I love the garage. This is where I'm at, everyone. I'm in the garage for a while, but I love it here. And I was talking to some people before in Facebook world that the greatest things evolved from a garage bands. Gabriel Iglesias, the comedian, started in a garage. I, Joe, a millennial third eye, was in the garage. And I will one day, soon, be somewhere else, an awesome place, and be grateful. But I might miss the garage and come back. Let's take area code 347. What's your name? Where are you calling from? What's up?
Hi, my name is Tanika, and I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Tanika from Long Island. You're on the island. That's the correct way of what I remember hearing people say. I'm like, are you from Long Island? They're like, no, I'm on the island. So what part of, if you don't mind me asking, what part of Long Island?
It's Suffolk County.
Suffolk County. I got some family over in, I don't know what county that is, but they're in Hicksville. I always thought that was interesting, Hicksville. So your name was Tanisha, is that right?
Tanika,
I'm sorry. I want to make sure I said that right. Mm-hmm. Tanika. Now, I don't know if you heard before, but I'd rather not know anything or questions, but if you do want to ask a question, that's totally fine with me.
Should I ask what I want to know, or you just go off the head and just read?
The reason why I'd rather not have any questions is because I don't want an inclination of, because it's like me coming to you, right? I'm going to ask you for what's going on with my love life. And then that's going to be the direction of the energy. I could still do that. But at the same time, some people can go, oh, something's up with love. Either they're in love or they're hoping for something. So I'd rather not know. But if you do want a question, that's still okay.
That's okay. I'll let you go on what you pick up on and hear what you see.
You got it. Thank you. I don't know. My guys are talking to me about, which is weird. I don't talk about this, the rabbit and the turtle. Obviously, you're aware of the rabbit and the turtle. Slow and steady wins the race, but at the same time, the truth is that slow and steady, you see more, you get more detail, you get more experience, you get more knowledge, you get more than others who are just rushing through and then wonder why, oh, wait a second, why am I here but I don't have this yet? What happened to my things? And so my guys are already talking to me about, for you, being patient with how things come and just enjoy the process so far. There is something about love, though, and I am feeling that. Let's see what else. There's something with you have anxiety a lot, or?
Yeah.
I feel that wave of anxiety.
Yes.
Because I'm getting a lot of questions now. Is there any spirits around you or family members? What's this? You're experiencing things around you too. So yeah, you do have spirits that are around you that are positive and they're good for you. They're guides, they're your ancestors, there's angels. But you are also going through a little process right now where you're like, what is this about? I don't know if you're noticing them completely, but they're starting a little bit to progress more and more, like synchronicities or numbers. You need to pay attention to your thoughts because you have to make some changes in your life when it comes to what you really want. They're not big and bad and what's the word you want to use? They're not fearful or it's not like, oh, it's going to be little things that really align with you and your happiness, because what Spirit's showing me is that there's things that you really want in your life right now and you're waiting for, but at the same time, you're not in alignment with this version of you that you need to be in alignment with, because there's things that you're not completely happy with. Now, when I say that, I mean this. You might be content with your job or content with this, or you're okay with that person, but deep down inside, you're like, there's something better than this. There's got to be. And it's not about age. It's not about how long it's been, what college degree you got first, or whatever you have or don't have. We have plenty of time to go for new careers, new paths, new hobbies. And Spirit's telling me to tell you is that don't just settle for what you've had for so long and be okay with it, but because Spirit's saying there's a lot of things you deserve, love and relationship or someone that's going to compliment, because I see two things, honestly. I see someone that's around you that's kind of with you and not with you, emotionally connected. But then there's also someone else that you would like to meet. So make sure that if you're going to end anything, end it. Don't keep anyone lingering or conversations or texts, or make sure you put an end to that energy in the sense of no longer allowing that to be a part of your life and allowing the new energy to come in. There's actually something about a car. Do you have there's a car issue?
No, but I am supposed to get one, and I never owned one before. But I might need. Actually, I will have to have one soon.
You will
probably pick up on why.
I do see. Well, it's one of the reasons why is your alignment with who you think about. Alignment as a timeline, right? There's multiple timelines as steps, and you're at maybe step two and that version of you. And the higher step is another version or a line of you, but that's more of who you are wholly. And our soul is trying to always push us to do and find more of our alignment with our true self. And so you are meant to have this car, but also the car is going to help you with more of the things that you deserve, connecting to. So when you have this car, hypothetically, you're going to vibrate the law of attraction to the other things that you also want in your life. Because what happens too is the universe goes, you might say, universe, source, creator, I have a great job, and you're manifesting. I have this great job, and the universe goes, okay, cool, bet. So you're going to need that car. And you're like, I really need this better thing. Universe, I believe in this. And the universe goes, well, you really need to start believing in getting a car. And you might go, well, I don't have that. I can't do that right now. And the universe goes, I need you to believe in yourself. By having that car as a piece of a timeline that's going to vibrate you to where you're meant to be in more and connect with people. We have choices and decisions we can make daily, all day. And those decisions keep us in a higher vibration or lower vibration. So even if it makes you happy, like last night I was randomly doing this tapestry with LED lights and hot glue, I was happy. And so that's just a clue that I wasn't thinking about anything else other than I'm in the moment. And I could be worried about so many things, but I'm learning more and more not to, because it's going to push what can come to me. So overall, what Spirit's saying is this. Whichever things that you really want in your life, just know that there's going to be these things, but you need to align yourself more with getting a car because you're afraid of driving maybe, or what could happen. Or maybe it's the money, or maybe it's you have to conquer value of yourself and determination, because it's also helping your ancestors. My grandmother didn't have a license. And she never drove because her father passed away in a car accident. So we are doing multiple things, and it sounds silly to say, why would a car be this thing? But it's also a vehicle that can bring you to placements without anyone else's help, or you have your own. And so it's going to help you establish more. It doesn't have to be the same motivational techniques, or you have to have this first and have a home and then you have that. Life is really about trusting the process. And when you're getting there, you're going to get there. I pulled two cards for you that were, they're about like the surface area of the reading here. And there's this Seven of Swords, which is the subject, which is about you wanting to move forward, but you're not completing something to move forward. The obstacle is the Queen of Swords in reverse. So this is all swords about decisions. You have to really ask yourself, where do you want to go next, regardless of what you have or don't have? Where do you want to be? Don't worry about, it's not about the home or the house. It's about what kind of passion do you really want to pursue? What kind of fulfillment? What I do is I have my job, but I also have my other fulfillment. So I'm learning more about the balance of different modalities. There's something avoid. It's like you're avoiding yourself in a silly way, and I understand that. And there's questions about people or relationships, and I'm not saying multiple. I'm saying don't, whatever's in the past, leave them in the past. Don't regret or wonder, oh, maybe I'll do this or try this again. Or you have to make solid decisions, because Spirit says too, you make a decision sometimes and then you question your decision and you go back on it. So they have this necklace called the peonia seed, peonia. And it's, you can probably get them two or three for $12 or $13 online. I actually need to buy more. And what the peonia seed is they're actually red and black seeds on a necklace. And they help with indecisiveness. So if the necklace ever breaks, it's on a string. Just know that it broke because it helped you with a decision, your life path. It also, there's a story behind it with one of the Orishas of Santeria, which is Chango. Maybe I say Chango. Chango one day got tired of hearing the seeds going back and forth. Am I red? Am I black? Am I black? Am I red? He said, you know what? He put them in a maraca, basically, covered them up, and said, now you're a maraca because you don't know what color you are, what you want, but now we have evolved from that. So the seeds are about helping you make choices and not fall back. Spirit says also to be strong about what you deserve, because if something keeps repeating, then that also means that you need to put your foot down and say, I'm done with this. So this can be little things or big things. But you have the present cards are the Nine of Pentacles, which is actually beautiful. There's prosperity. There's good energy around you. The obstacle here is the Ace of Wands. So you have this beautiful energy around you that you might not see. But at the same time, the Ace of Wands is saying you need to believe more, and this really showing up in the physical world for you. Because you get so close to this energy sometimes where it's like, oh, I feel really good. I feel really good. And then you question if it's coming, or this is manifesting, or is this really going to work out? Is this person really positive about it? Are they going to second guess me? You have to keep your mind straight, positive, and not question anything. Your future cards are 5, 6, 7, 8 of Swords with the Knight of Pentacles. So feeling stuck, not speaking your truth, and the obstacle is, how do I move forward from here? It's not always a comfortable journey. And sometimes we avoid things because we don't want to hurt people's feelings. So what I like to talk about in this example is being a light warrior. You know, there's a light worker, light warrior. The light warrior looks at their reality or obstacles as a time frame to possibly grow and evolve from what they're worried about. And so I want you to, I'll tell the story really quick. At one point, I felt stuck in life, and I wanted to not work at my job. I was depressed. I just wanted to stay home. And at the time, I was younger, and my parents were telling me right away, you better get another job, go back to school immediately. And I get it. But I was really depressed and going through a lot, and I was getting upset. And at one point, I got to this understanding finally that I was stuck because I kept pleasing other people, and I wasn't doing what I really knew I needed to do. And that was what I stood up to and said, look, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. And my parents had this whole different perspective immediately. They went, oh, you quit your job? And I went, yeah. I went, okay, you're going to take your time and figure out what you want to do next? I said, yeah. I said, okay, no problem. Good. So we face our fears. And the last thing I want to say for you is this. Remember how we would want to be told if someone needed to speak their truth. And so if I can't speak my truth, I can't give you my love energy in this reading, right? At the same time, someone might not be able to tell you, hey, you know, I'm sorry, I can't come see this weekend, and it's not an insecurity. So remember, when you need to tell someone something or you need to speak your truth about how you feel, first be straight up with you and talk it out loud or talk to a friend out loud about it. But don't keep yourself stuck anywhere because you're not sure of what's next or missing out on what's really coming and deserving of your future. Because we spend a lot of time with, we love people, but we know that we're not meant to be there for the rest of that connection or possible love relationship, or we have to move on and realize that we deserve better, and we have to let go of the fear of, is there really another love out there? And there is, but we have to believe. Everything's about believing in what we really want and deserve. So I hope that helps. When it comes to anything else, there is something about crystals. Do you not wear the crystals enough, or you're not sure what crystals to wear, or you forgot about them?
Probably don't know which ones to wear. I used to wear them a lot, but then just, like, forgot about them.
Mm-hmm. So what they're saying is that, number one, cleanse them. You don't have to do a full moon thing. What I do is, you can if you want to. You can also do sage, but I do a mixture of Florida water. And it's a cologne that you can get. It's used in a lot of different spiritual practices. I use Florida water, Cascarilla, and holy water. Or if I don't have holy water, I use river water. If that's a real emergency, I use regular water and do a couple of prayers. But you need to learn how to bless them in your own way and hold them and recharge them. Give them love. But pick the ones, one or two a day, or one that stands out to you the most. Put it in your pocket. It doesn't have to be a necklace. It doesn't, just put it in your pocket. Make sure you're wearing it though. Women can too put them in their breasts if they choose to. It's normal. I'm just saying that you can do that. Don't put them in your shoes. It's going to hurt. So, but other than that, do you have any other questions?
No, I mean, I like, that you saw the things you saw, and that they really do feel like they apply to me. There's like questions for me in all those areas in my life of love, with the car, supposed to be moving soon, and it's against my will. So there's like, I'm not where I belong, where I feel I want to be, you know. So
okay,
all those things apply.
Okay. So I want to spend a little bit more time with you on this, if it's cool with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now that came up in the reading before. So you're moving, but you feel it's against your choices. And you're not sure where you want to go. And so that can pressure you a lot because it's like, well, they're going and this is going and how am I going to do this? So I want you to let go of the stress or the fear or even feeling stuck right now. And I'm going to tell you a quick story because if I can do this, you can do it. It was crazy how it happened too. It was before I became more aware of my own life. But when I was working in this area at one point, I wound up quitting a job because my boss at the time was ridiculous. And I said, you know what? I'm not working in New York for a while. I'm gonna go travel somewhere. I'm gonna move. And so I went home and got excited. I looked at the map of the United States, and I went, you know what? Florida. I love Florida. Never been to Tampa. let me see if I have any friends in Tampa that can get me a job. And I mean, this manifested less than a week, and I was already there the next week. And I had gas money. I messaged the guy on Airbnb and said, look, I can't pay you right now, but I can pay you. I have a job as soon as I start. This guy said right away, no problem. Let's do it. I was fascinated. My job was 8 minutes away. That's where you're about to go? Well,
yeah,
you said you don't really want to go.
Because I always wanted to move there, but on my own, to love my family from afar, but I'm not able to live on my own. So I still live in my mom's house, and she's moving. She's selling the house. So I'm going to have to stay with her and be 50 minutes away from my older sister that lives down there. And, you know, I want to be independent, and I'm not going to be able to be independent. I'm going to have to live, under them kind of thing, and they cause a lot of damage to me.
Let's change this scenario. I want you to start talking more positively about your situation. Let's let go of, and this is a really important thing, let go of I can't do it on my own, because we can look at a reality and easily go, well, I can't. But when you actually start believing in yourself, it's not about let's take care of it today or tomorrow. When you actually go, you know what, I can do this. I can do it. And it's not about the 3D perspective of, well, do you have a job and how much money do you have? And this is what a lot of people do, even to me, where they're like, well, do you have money saved? How are you going to do it? And that's why I said that story about Tampa, is because I went on my own. I had $300 in gas money. That's literally, when I say I was living off change for probably 2 weeks, I was buying burgers with quarters, but I was working. So I was putting in the work and energy and patiently waiting. There's things that I'm grateful for, but I wouldn't have been able to do that if I wasn't excited, if I wasn't fearless. And I feel that a lot of people around you, especially loved ones, and this is what happens sometimes, it's okay. They tell you and they make you see, well, how are you going to do this? How are you going to do this? And you can. But I want you to start looking and feeling just for fun. Where would you love to live? What state would you like to be in? Just, you know, regardless of what it is, like, where would you like to be? Because it feels amazing.
In like the tropical parts of Tampa, where you get to see, you know, Florida, where you get to see like the water a lot, the tropical living, or in Iowa, Illinois, or Vegas, where you get to see a lot of like mountains and forests and God creations like that, you know.
You would love. I recommend you checking out two places, but you could definitely do more. I used to live in St. Petersburg, which is beautiful. It was by some of the ocean, and it was also clear water, which was awesome. And the price of living there was much cheaper than it is here in New York, and I loved it. I had a studio apartment at one point for $550 a month, and then I moved into it. So I want you to start believing that there are options out there, because I had bad credit at the time, and I had no idea how I was going to get my own place, and I kept looking and looking and looking. And I found that place, and I sat with the guy, and he immediately approved me and was like, no problem. So, but you have to be excited. I have a feeling that you are going to go to Florida, but try to let go of not wanting to go now. Be more excited about finding that area that really calls to you, because your family's going to be in that area. Maybe you'll have your distance. You'll have your travel time distance. You'll have the ability to be alone and have your own space. But I need you to start believing in yourself, because if we're down on ourselves about our career or how far we've come, our experiences, honestly, if you're happy and excited just to do something or reach a level of something, and you're not worried about what you know or have now, you're going to manifest and find it. And I guarantee you, I see you actually doing it. You're going to find and get your own place, but I need you to not worry about how that's going to happen. Just be excited. Drive around. Go where you need to go. That's probably why you need a car.
Yeah, that is why I said that. My father's going to donate a car to me. He said that he doesn't use, so that's why I said I'm going to need a car, and I never had one. I have a license, and I drove a little Frank's car, but this is why I said I'm going to need a car soon.
Mm-hmm. I do see, like, an older car, not, like, older, but it's in the 2000s. But what Spirit's saying is don't be discouraged about what it is. You're going to be grateful of having a car. A party's going to be like, I didn't even want a car or license, and this is what I'm driving. Don't be hard on yourself. I had so many used cars, and I'm grateful that I did, but they were falling apart. So that's why I appreciate it. And you're going to see why you need the car, because you're not aware of how much freedom comes with the car. I love car rides. I go driving just for fun and play music and explore. It's like being able to go anywhere just because you got in the car and started up. And so the universe is going to provide you with a car. See where the car takes you, but be the driver, obviously, and just kind of have fun and explore. It's all going to work out. There's something about your mom, though, and I can't spend too much time, but there's something with your mom. She's stressing too much, and she has, like, a high blood bank or something like this.
Yes. Yeah.
Is she not taking medications that she's supposed to?
She takes them every day, but she does stress a lot, and she has high blood pressure to the point, and
she
having to avoid her.
She forgets to take it. She kind of, you know, it's like being yourself for so long. You're like, I don't need this. Or you forget because you don't want to take it. But she needs to be careful with her her blood pressure and stressing. She's going to be fine for now, but it's more or less pay attention to it now. She needs to learn how to not – I see her as a very energetic person at one point. Right, let's go. Let's do this now. But she needs to slow down. You know what you could do is, without talking to her about it, if you wanted to, you can light a white candle and call upon her guardian angel and say, I call upon the guardian angel of my mother, and say her full birth name, and ask the angel to please help her with her energy and keep her calm and healthy and less stressed. But she's a worker. She puts a lot of energy into things when she really...
Yeah.
She manifests too. Queen of Cups in reverse. So for now, my guys are saying the Queen of Cups in reverse is, what are you going to do with your time now? Let's say you're okay with going to Florida. What do I do now? Be in the moment. There's something that... How did you find me today when you called in? What did you feel?
I checked Blog Talk Radio just to see who was on, because I'm like bedridden today because over the whole weekend, because I just started a contract job in the city, and it's a lot of walking. I have to take the train in. It's like an hour and a half commute, and I'm in a lot of pain. So I've just been bedridden all day, the whole weekend. I'm in a lot of pain, and that's how I found you.
So this is what I want you to do. It's going to be a little hard, but hear me out. Don't do anything that you aren't happy to do. I don't want you to put stress on money, or like if you can find probably a part-time gig you're happy with and still make more, or some people think that you can't make a certain amount here, but you can. Be happy. You need to be around more people too. Like, I would say even like bartending or serving at a cool, awesome place just temporarily. But do what makes you happy, because you're getting sick also, because internally there's a lot of emotions that you've been carrying about all these changes. There's been a drastic change in your life. And what I can tell you is this, where you're going, it's uncomfortable when we shift timelines or energy or the unknown, but it's all for a really good reason, multiple good reasons. And it's not about the good reasons so much. It's more or less, I want you to let go of what isn't important to you. Because if we keep putting ourselves in positions of, this sucks and I keep going to this place and I'm walking and I hate this job, you're going to be upset and depressed and you're going to think about this all day and you're not going to want to be there, to the point maybe you do quit. And you're like, fuck it. And that's okay too. I've been there. But you have to put yourself first, meaning don't go somewhere if you're going to be really upset, and be happy with yourself. Right now, Spirit says, you really don't have to worry too much about things until you really get to Tampa and move over there in Florida. But saving money, sure. But saving money is going to come in much more handy when you know what you really want. So if you really know what your goals are, and I think you should put down finding my own place in Florida, finding my own excitement and comfortability at a certain place in Florida. Maybe you go further north. You know, I don't know. But be excited. Set that as your goal, because this is what's going to help you see within yourself that you are feasible of finances and living on your own and doing your own thing. It's going to help you with your subconscious belief and reprogram it.
Mm-hmm.
I also, for those listening too, I offer different services, and I offer what is called, I used to call it the mentorship sessions. And quite honestly, I forget what I renamed it. But the mentorship sessions and what it entails is what you're going through in a certain way with reality, and what's not working out in our reality that is blocking that manifestation or the energy to get the awareness or the answer of what this is. So this is what I do as a spiritual person, is I listen to my guides, but I'm a very focused person when it comes to the mind and emotions, internal and external being, the timeline. So I also recommend that. I'm doing a donation service this month too. If you're interested, find me on Facebook. And the donation service is for in honor of my ex who passed away in 2018 when I had my awakening from the event. She passed away from suicide, but she worked with animals and she worked with loving them so much that I realized later on that she saw herself in these animals and she was working with adopted animals, the SPCA, and learned a lot over the time. So in honor of that, I'm doing donation-based for certain services, and a percentage is going to go to the SPCA or suicide prevention. So if anyone's interested in that, message me on Facebook. But do you have any questions?
No, I mean, I guess if Love Life, did you see anything with Love Life for me? Even though I know I need to work on myself before I get into a relationship again, that's an area of my life that's been really hard on me as well. And it's been
honestly... I want you to see this, and this is exactly what my spirit guide said when you asked that question. It's not that you shouldn't focus on it because it's a bad thing. You will find someone, but it's not going to be for a little while. But this is what the whole connection is with what you're going through right now when it comes to the moving and how is this going to happen and your happiness. We have to love ourselves first. And so what can happen is that, let's say you didn't realize these things yet, and you do meet someone, they're like, oh, it's great. You wind up repeating a past issue that you had with someone else, and they're not loving themselves either. And so eventually it gets to the point of they have no love, you have no love, and you're fighting each other, and it's toxic. And you will be meeting someone, but if you can look at it in this aspect, learning to love yourself so much that it's not that you don't need someone, because we love people, we love compassion, we love connection, but you love yourself so much that your goals and finding out more about what you really want to do and where you want to live and what's exciting to you, and just getting distracted from the negativity of maybe family and focusing on you and your moment, or letting go of any job that doesn't serve you right now and just being happy. Because we look for distraction at one point and we look for someone to bring in this happiness that we feel is missing. And that's okay. It's normal. I've been there many times, but you will meet someone. It's going to be a while. And Spirit says too, don't rush it. Don't look for it right away, because it's going to, if you do, it's going to cause a temporary setback, because you're meant to be looking at more things for your future in life when it comes to who you really are and what you really want and your passions. And so what's going to happen is they're going to distract you. You're going to be happy for this moment, and maybe you go see them and you don't, they said this specifically just now, don't move in with them, because you really need to build your foundation. Because someone can also kick you out and break up with you, and then you go back home to your family. Learn to establish yourself, and don't stress about how much money you have. Like I said, the studio apartment I found was $550 a month at the time in St. Petersburg. So things can be feasible. And I didn't want to be down on myself. It was my first apartment. So I grew from there. But do that, because no one has to really give you or bring you to that foundation. We need to learn how to value ourselves and learn to understand that, yeah, you can give me that, or you can bring me into your apartment, or we can live together, but they can easily take it away if you don't know who you are. And trusting people and learning to love yourself shows the reflection of a better relationship with other people. So it's all going to come, but it's just about these little steps, and just motivate yourself to be like, you know what? This is about me, and I'm going to do this. Otherwise, I wouldn't be this person today for sure. I wouldn't have challenged myself to break down so many things in my journey that was frustrating, and did some of it by myself, and some of it I talked out with friends and realized too. But all this comes with our own emotional thoughts and feelings about ourselves and what's projected in our reality. So focus on you, and write down your dreams. Your actual dreams when you sleep.
Yeah.
If you take yourself seriously, and this is what I tell myself too, if I take myself seriously, the world and the aspect of what I'm working towards is also going to come in seriously. If I care about myself more, I'm also going to realize that all this work and energy and time I spent with myself is going to mirror into the world and play out in the way I needed it to throughout the journey. We're always learning, but don't be discouraged on yourself, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're a beautiful soul. You have a great heart. I have the same journey as you, and it's going to take time to evolve. We're always learning. We are always learning. But now I just love myself and do that. But thank you for calling in. Make sure you follow me on TikTok and Facebook, okay?
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So a part of my gift is talking, and I get lost in the sauce. Because it's all love and happiness and giving the message. When you're a spiritual person or a light worker or whatever words you want to put down on the table, clairvoyant, I'm a saucier. It's just about the love, and there's a fulfilling thing about giving spiritual guides messages, and that's where a lot of people are confused. It's like, I feel I need to find my purpose, and I don't know what it is. And it's simply just starting with, like, how I started. I was just passionate about talking about the journey I had when I was depressed and going through a spiritual awakening, lost and freaking out, but I needed to follow the synchronicities and messages and my intuition. And here I am today. It's been 4 years. Feels longer. You find your passion when you're in the moment with something, and it doesn't matter what else is going on. It's that you're just happy to be in that. And in order to find that, you have to be willing to explore places and things you never thought about or never imagined doing. The 3D world is where we have to have this job. Yeah, I have a job. But there's also the balance with me where I need to also have this spiritual fulfillment, and what you give is what you get back. And there's a lot of learning. It's not always jump to the sixth level and just still learning in each level. The levels, but everyone's journey is quite a little different. I'm not sure you guys on Facebook world over here, what's popping? All right, area code 434. Hello?
Hey, my name's Khalil. Hey. I'm calling from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. What's Khalil?
Yep.
All right. I don't know if you heard before about the questions and stuff, but you're welcome to still ask a question if you wanted to.
I was wondering when I'll be able to take my overnight trip.
Take your overnight trip. Don't say it the wrong way. It's a very interesting question, but give me a minute here. There's a lot of seriousness with your energy. And what I mean by that is, what's the words I want to put down on it? You're trying to push for something, or you're trying to, because you see it one way. You're looking at this one way. I don't know what it is you're looking at. You see it. It has to be this one way, and you're pushing. There's something that's not working out with this trip, and I think it's the intention of the trip, number one. I don't think that's what I feel. It's the intention of why you're going on the trip, for one. There's something with another person that I need to look into, if that's okay with you, because you are in the energetic connection with someone, and it's not, I'll be blunt, it's not a positive thing. It's as much as you would like it to be a certain way, there's some things that aren't being said on their end. There's something about, it's like you question these things too, and you have to stick to your gut, because they keep maneuvering around it, going, oh no, I was over here doing this. And you know, the Queen of Swords in reverse with the Ten of Wands in reverse. Okay. Queen of Swords is a card of the feminine energy, where the swords are very dominant and as the queen, but there's the nurturing side of it. And so there's the lacking of, for you, this knowing and decisiveness of what's really right for you. And the Ten of Wands in reverse is, there's actually a lot of other things that are more important that my guides are saying for you that you need to focus on. Because what they're telling me is that they're actually saying this, and I hate to say it this way, but this is more of like a heads up or a minor warning. If you continue in this pathway with someone, because I see actually you're going to wind up losing more than gaining anything, because right now, Spirit's saying you have some stability in certain places where many people don't. And this person is really not only taking your energy, and they're taking your time, because you're not only thinking about this, you're also concerned about, it's like it's always on your mind. You have to let it go. They're saying be aware of how tired you're getting, or notice what you're doing and not doing any more of, because you got close to something that you really felt good about and you really want to see this go through. But they're saying is be more observant, because this person is really, they're leading you on. The present card is the Fool. So what the Fool means is that right now you're walking through life in this aspect, but the obstacle is the Ace of Pentacles in reverse. So what this is really saying is that you're going through life right now, but you're not really seeing the important messages and signs that you need to see. As the Ace of Pentacles in reverse is the obstacle that you need to focus on your own stuff, because you're a giver. You care, you give, you're there for people, and you're trying to show someone that you're there for them, and they keep pulling the same stuff on you. Oh, this is what's happening. Can you come help me? I really need your help. Can you get... And you're like, well, let me come. No. Your future card is the Strength card with the Chariot card in reverse. What that's really saying, actually, is that you need to stand strong and not go anywhere. Because if you go there, I hate to say this, but this is what happened to me at one point. When you're not meant to be somewhere on your journey, there's things that can happen. And I'm not saying it's the same for you, but at one point I went to go see someone that wasn't good for me, and I felt a similar way about that. And I wound up getting into an accident, and someone hit me. But it's still something that we can all avoid, because Spirit's saying too is, if you were to push this trip and really go, you're going to be really blocked by your own guides, because they're trying to save you from getting involved with something that you really don't want to dig yourself out of later on. And you're regretting something in the past of, I don't want to regret this if I don't do it, or I need to give my all. You are going to meet someone else, or you're going to find whatever it is you're looking for. But don't let this, even if it's business or being misled, stick to your guns. Because I see a lot of money wasted. I see more debt because of car issues, maybe with a tire flat. You don't need this. You're giving more than, well, honestly, you're giving more than you can, but you feel it from your heart to give, and I get that. And at the same time, you're going to be left empty, because really what happens is that it's not about the money and the material. It's more or less the energetic exchange. Energetic exchange doesn't have to be just gifts, or it could be time and energy and just talking. And someone's doing this over the phone with you, and they're not telling you. It seems like they're really, really into it, or they're connecting with you, but they're hiding a whole bunch of other stuff that they're not talking about. If it's okay with you all, I want to pick two cards and see what this topic's about with them. Do you have any questions while I'm here?
No, sir.
Spirit says that you felt this, right? You felt this question mark, and you're like, nah, but you felt it.
A little bit.
It's all right. I just want to make sure. Not in a bad way, but I want you to... I've been there before, and it sucked. It sucked because I knew things, I said things as a spiritual person, and I didn't want to believe in the reality of it, and later on, they all came to surface. This person has the Ace of Wands as their subject, and the world as their obstacle. They have a goal about something with you, and it's not... What's the goal? Four of Swords in reverse... with the Two of Cups in reverse. They're trying to replace sadness or ending a relationship, and they want to offer their pentacle to you. Okay, they're still emotionally going through a lot of things still. There's the Four of Swords in reverse, so they're not honest about how unhappy they are, and the obstacle with them as well as the Two of Cups in reverse, so they're not really happy. They might seem like they're good, but their goal is to really have you complete them. And it's really going to be something where they seem good, and all of a sudden they're toxic, and they're who are you talking to? Where are you going? And you're like, why would you ask that? I'm a nice person. No. So they're going to take out their past trauma on you. Do they have kids?
No.
Okay. And this is a relationship, correct?
It's just a friend relationship, yeah.
Is it a potential, like, you might, I feel like you could be interested in them, but you're cool with where it is right now?
No, it's mostly a interest, it's mostly a relationship with a male.
Mm-hmm. I mean, either way, I'm not saying, so if it's just a friendship or a relationship, either way, this person is going to wind up, it's not going to be what is promised or said. Like, let's say you're moving in or you're gonna, something is being said about, oh, I'll give you this if you can come help me. Just don't fall into that because you're going to find out that it's not all that great. You knew it wasn't great, but it wasn't all as what it was said. This person has like a lot of, they're wearing a mask, which is hiding their own emotions of their true self. And they're really not happy. And they might take this out on you, all their anger and sadness and depression. And that's what people do. They don't even know. Why do you need to stay away from this tree? Six of swords in reverse with the five of swords in reverse. You need to stay away from all decisions and sadness and emotion and lies. So they're trying to help you avoid actually even the ending of a friendship, because even by staying away from the trip, you can possibly keep and maintain some sort of beneficial connection of a good friendship later on. But I also see the four cups with the Wheel of Fortune reverse. Something about you being content as well and being patient, because the Wheel of Fortune is going to bring something in for you. So you really need to stay local is what I want to say, because otherwise you're going to miss out on the opportunity that you've been waiting for. It's kind of like one of those things, like, can you come in today for this position that you really wanted and you applied for, and all of a sudden you get a call and, oh, you can't come in today. So don't jump timelines, because I would just stick it out and wait. That's what I'm being shown. Other than that, you're a very smart person. You like to learn in interesting ways, and you have a lot of knowledge about certain things that are calling to you. I don't know why I'm feeling like, don't take this the wrong way, but you have very, I want to say nerdy, but it's not a negative context. I'm nerdy in ways. There's things that you're really knowledgeable about, and I see numbers. I don't know if you're into alchemy or numbers and numerology or just good with it, but I don't know why. Why is that popping up?
Not sure.
You need to open your own business.
Yeah.
And not go into business with anyone else but you. You need to do it, because people can take advantage of you in a partnership. All right?
All right.
Any other questions?
No, sir.
All right, man. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
Welcome.
All right. I'm going to take a mini break here from readings and say hello to also the Facebook watchers. What's up, Marlene? Thank you for that. No problem. Sorry, I didn't want you to think it was annoying. All the people on my Facebook Live, when they talk, they're all like super nice to each other, and I'm super grateful. Some people on other lives are like, leave us alone, get out of here, you're rude. But everyone on my lives have been like, people have become friends from my Facebook Live, and I've become friends with people too. Life is crazy, man. I've met awesome people. Then you meet people, then you don't, you know, sometimes it just doesn't continue as friendships. That's fine. But I'm grateful. Nika Lauren. What's up, Nika Lauren? How's it going? Let's see here. I really want to play music, but Facebook Live would be like, no, we're going to shut this down because you're having too much fun now. And they're going to send me a message basically saying, you have been some copyright issues, and then immediately drop the copyright issues. So I just don't get it. I think they're just trying to control everything. It's can't stop, won't stop. I'm going to be happy regardless. So let's see here. I am going to play a song on the radio show real quick, take a little break from here, but I'm still going to be here. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to do more messages and stuff. Real quick, if you're looking to or you're interested in any sessions with me one-on-one, I do them over the phone. I do them on Zoom. I do them on face apps. Or if you're in my area in the Hudson Valley of New York, we can make that work too. And so I offer full readings, which are around 15 minutes or more, and that is for $150. And I do go over my time, and I don't charge extra for it. I spend my time. I also have different sessions when it comes to those who are seeking more education and mental and emotional learning within yourself on how to connect more and why that makes sense to you. Because everyone's different. So you might have a false belief about something you don't even know, but you want this thing, right? And that's how it works sometimes, is that we want these things, and we're right for having that want. And then we work on manifesting, and that's what life does to us. We're like, oh, you want that, right? Yeah, I deserve that. And then we learn more about what is the energy that we're putting out subconsciously that might be blocking that. And this is where healing comes in, but I really do a different modality with it, because when you focus on healing, you're going to go into this emotional state, or you're going to go into these emotions, and I rather just navigate just like this, and we're having fun. I'll joke around, make you laugh a little bit, and then we go into, okay, so what's going on? What do you want to attract into your life? What are you working on? And there's all these different little things sometimes. It could be different for everyone else, because what I know today about my journey is much different than where I was before. And it doesn't mean any different to clients. It's more so you might be at this spot where you really want this thing and you know what it is, and you have to let go of the 3D world of, well, I need to make money and have a job. And there's a trusting the process is a very interesting process. It's what I've been doing. And we can always sit here and go, well, I don't have my own place, or I'm not here, I'm not there yet. I'm X amount of years old. And that's what holds us from attracting and really finding our wholeness and happiness and bring it in. We can sit there and complain about, oh, how many years it's been, or what if I'm a failure like the, you know, bands, I never make it. Don't think that way. Because when you're really passionate about something, you really want something, it's something you're excited about, the universe and God, source, creator is going to make it happen, but it's not always the way you would think it is. Even with my car that I manifested, it was a different journey because I manifested many different cars and used ones, and this one was a newer one, and I only have two new ones so far. But I didn't have the money to put down yet, and I was doing live readings, and I was stressing out. I was like, you know what? I'm okay. I trust the process and God, source, creator. I'm going to go to bed. And I am not kidding. I woke up the next day to $1,400, and I took a minute and went, oh, my God, what do I do? And it wasn't anyone I told about this. It just someone sent me money, and I don't know who they are. And I had the money to put down for the insurance. I had the money to put down for the car. And so you have to want it for you. And sometimes the hard part is, what do you want? And play with your thoughts and imagination and positivity. Don't limit yourself. Let's see here. I'm going to play a jam here real quick. And I'll come back, and we're going to do some more stuff. And you guys are awesome, by the way. I appreciate you, all of you. Facebook Live, radio show. We're down. We're all cool.
I want to be a billionaire so fucking bad. Buy all of the things I never had. I want to be on the cover of Forbes magazine. Smiling next to Oprah and the Queen. Oh, every time I close my eyes, I see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah, I would have a show like Oprah. I would be the host of Everyday Christmas. Give Travi a wish list. I'd probably
Charlie Buller, Angelina, and Brad Pitt, and adopt a bunch of babies that ain't never had shit. Give away a few Mercedes, like, here, lady, have this. And last but not least, grant the body they last wish. It's been a couple months that I've been single, so you can call me Travis Claus, minus the ho-ho. Get it? I'll probably visit with Katrina hit, and damn sure do a lot more than FEMA did. Yeah, can't forget about me, stupid. Everywhere I go, I have my own theme music.
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Oh, yeah,
what else?
A different city every night.
President, dunking on his delegates, then I compliment him on his political etiquette. Toss a couple million in the air just for the heck of it, but keep the 520 scissor bins completely separate. Yeah, I'll be in a whole new tax bracket. We in recession, but let me take a crack at it. I'll probably take whatever's left and just split it up, so everybody that I love can have a couple bucks. And not a single tummy around me would know what hungry was, eating good, sleeping soundly. I know we all have a similar dream. Go in your pocket, pull out your wallet, put it in the air and sing.
I wanna be a billionaire, so fucking bad.
So bad.
Buy all of the things I never had.
Buy everything.
I wanna be on the cover of Forbes magazine, smiling next to Oprah and the Queen.
What up, Oprah?
Oh, every time I close my eyes,
what you see, bro?
I see my name in shiny lights.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
What else?
A different city every night. Oh,
yeah.
I swear, the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
Yeah.
Be a billionaire, uh-huh. So fucking bad.
Yeah, all right, we're back from our little break. My dream one day is to be on many different things, but my one dream also is to have my own like radio show like this. But, like, cooler. I mean, it's cool right now, but super dope. Like, I don't know why it's even a cool mix right now, but you know it is. The podcast and the video and the talking, and you can listen to the podcast in Audible, or you can watch it, too. It's like, you choose which one you feel more sensitive of. Like, but I want that. And I want to play music. So, and I'm doing that now, but my whole thing is that I love also connecting with people and just talking. Like, I love having conversations about anything. I don't like I'm not going to be mean, but like boring conversation, but I enjoy the chemistry of people when we can talk about deeper stuff or life, or it doesn't have to be spiritual. It's just about what you're going through, what I'm going through, and being there for each other. That's unconditional love. It's understanding each other's vibration. And that's why we have to love ourselves, to find out who we are. So I can talk to you more about other stuff other than how's life and how's work. No, you know, it's good. I'm happy. But then you're really not happy. You know what I'm saying? And being your true self. Like, you never know, that person can say, hey, so if you're not happy with this, why don't you do that? And then it makes you think. And that's the whole part about conversations. I love connecting with people that make me think, and I can make them think, or we could just laugh about stuff and whatever. I'm not sure. I don't remember picking this person. I'm going to go down here. Well, the energy with numbers here. I want this one. All right. Area code 509. What's your name? Where are you calling from? How you feeling? What's up?
Hi. My name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington, and I'm feeling better. I just recently had COVID, and it just sucked.
I'm sorry to hear that. I didn't catch your name because I had my speaker on low, but what was your name again?
Erica.
Erica. Oh, you have a great energy and personality too. COVID.
Thank you.
COVID wasn't fun. But you're good now, right? It feels like
yeah.
you are. It sounds like you are.
Mm-hmm. yeah.
I just
don't like the
awesome
fact that, you know, I bring it home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks.
I want you to, it's going to be easier said than done. And this is something for also other things. It's hard because when it's shown on TV and people talk about it and then there's relative right passed away from it, or then there's the fear of bringing
mm-hmm.
it home. And quite honestly, very grateful. Very grateful I never got it. The whole time from the beginning, I had this mentality of a couple different beliefs, which was when you have your spiritual awakening, your vibration grows. That was one of them. So it's higher vibration. The other thing, too, is ending the fear and not letting the media. I know it sounds political, but I don't watch the news anymore because I don't want to create my own reality. I don't want people to tell me what's out in the world and monkeypox and shit. So I want you to understand something easier said than done. The fear, of course, bringing it in, sure. For me, when I had to be around family members that wanted to feel comfortable, I did the mask thing. I was going to push my beliefs on them and say, no, no, no. But you're good. Everything around you seems energetically, I feel your home and you and people around you are good. But there is some other stuff. I want to see what's going on. I'm hearing spiritual journey. I also am picking up on friendships that seem a little off or distant, like they're there, but they're kind of like not the same. Sometimes friendships will come in and out, and it's not about an argument or anything. It's just focusing on your work and your journey, and also being able to meet new people that are going to relate to more of who you are, what you work on in your journey, your spiritual work, and learning and you're going to start taking some classes soon. I don't know exactly what these classes are, but you're going to meet some new people because there's something about finishing what you started. I don't know if you did Reiki or took a class online. I don't know what it is, but you need to finish work or studies that you were working on when it comes to some sort of interest. You stopped because of, I don't feel so much about the COVID thing. It was more or less, you know, we focus on our bills and our life and, well, I can't do this right now. And you have to get back to you. It seems to be a similar topic around. What's the words? You have to put in a little bit of discipline. And that's what I've been doing with myself as well recently is that, yeah, we can be tired, but even a little bit a day or a little bit every other day. I read a couple pages of a book. I'll listen to a motivational video. There's a lot of things the Spirit's saying is you had a couple different goals or dreams, even when you were younger, that you really wanted to do or accomplish or have your own business or sell this or make that. And it's like you start these things or you start getting into it and you're like, no. Remember that you're going to have to put the work in, and we know that. But for example, for me, when I went to my job, I was like, okay, I know I love cooking as a chef. And I know I don't really want to be here today, but I got tired of the feeling of go to work, not be happy, leave work, not happy. And I learned that I wasn't fulfilled. But then I also realized is that, okay, I got to a point of being happy and working and putting extra work in and going home, but then I wasn't doing work for myself. I wasn't putting in value and time for me, even though it was after 11 o'clock or it was late. And I found myself being more motivated and driven to read a couple pages of a book or listen to a new motivational video that I didn't hear about before that's going to help me more, because it does. You have to want to succeed, and you're going to succeed more with business. I don't know if you started a business before, a little one. I feel that. But there's something much more grand for you, and the Spirit's saying don't limit yourself. And also catch yourself with what you say, because you said a couple times in your life, you know, it'd be great if they did this, this, and this with this and really just did it this way. And you put it out into the universe, and it comes out from somewhere else. That happened to me once with an outlet socket. I was like, you know, why don't they put an extension cable behind the wall so you can twist it and pull it out? And then there it came out in reality. I went, oh, I should have did that. But you don't really see that anywhere. You need to keep your ideas to yourself, but start with something that's going to be simple but not so simple, where you accomplish it, you create it, you can have something reproducing it or people putting it together. It's really good quickly with multiple people, and sell them on Etsy or whatever it is. But there's people that are going to help you, and it's not going to be overwhelming. I see them like once a week. You guys get together, do a couple things, have some wine later or whatever it is. But because you're going to be restoring happiness with your family and friends too. Because believe it or not, what happens is, let's say me, you, a family member of yours, and another friend of yours, we are all friends and connected, but similarly, we're kind of bored and sad a little bit about our own things. And when you come in with this, is that you're going to have this project, and people are going to be excited to do it with you, and it's going to be quick. Like, let's say you have 25 orders, you're going to bust this out quick, to mail it out the next day, and you're going to help people raise their vibration and get away from everyday life thoughts. So your love is going to help grow love and happiness around you, because there's still some people around you that they're individually upset with little things in their life or sad about something. And there's still, someone might've passed away and they're still upset about it and they're not the same. So you're going to restore happiness because of your happiness with your ideas manifesting. You get a lot of little ringing in your ear or little things that come up with you. And what I'm hearing too is pay more attention to which ear it is, learn about which ear is for what reason. Because you have a little messages that come through with your body and senses, but Spirit's saying now is the time to start paying attention to what that means for you. And that is for where I would say, like where I teach people, and navigate within your own emotions what that is. And it's not simple at first. That's why I navigate it and explain. Just because I feel, right, the left ear is this, I don't even tell you. I want you to also feel it, because most people be like, well, how do I trust you then if you're telling me to trust it? It's because there's layers to it. At one point, I had a lot of anxiety, but I was sitting around my room wondering what I'm supposed to do. And later on, I realized that I was supposed to go live. I was being pulled to go live. And that's a sensation of awareness that we have to learn through on different levels. Your past cards are the Nine of Cups with the Ace of Swords. So you accomplished something really, really well, and you also achieved. It's not even an obstacle. You achieved it. Your present cards are the Five of Wands in reverse with Seven of Wands as the obstacle. Five of Wands, there's an argument with the Five of Wands, and it's significant to change. Your beliefs, your wants, like let's say I want pizza and you want tacos. I'm like, well, I don't want tacos. And you're like, well, I don't want pizza. So you're also not speaking your truth about what you do want and don't want. And Spirit says don't settle with anyone or anything that, let's say hypothetically, you're in a relationship with someone and you want kids and they don't. You're like, well, all right, fine. And inside you're like, I really want kids. It's one of those things. I'm not saying that as the reading and message, but don't settle. Really think about it and talk it out. And don't be upset moving forward, because you're showing the universe that this is what I want in my life, and the universe will bring it. The obstacle with that is, though, is 5, 6, 7 of Wands is you're getting frustrated with other things and forcing other things, and they're not coming together properly. They're not aligning. So it could be little tasks, or it's just frustrating to you. But the truth is that it's really just coming from this root of you not seeing within this internally that by those things not working out, it's showing in your reality of your inner being that your emotions aren't working out, because they're not, you keep thinking and knowing about stuff like, yeah, but you know, I could be okay with it. And I'm not, I'm really not okay with it. So it's affecting your everyday life in little ways. It's more like frustrations, decisions. You're trying to find your way around too about something. Your future cards are the Six of Cups, which is about giving and nurturing and caring and fulfillment. The Six of Cups is the picture of flowers being in the pot and offered. So it's putting your time and energy into something you're creating and giving it to the world. By you giving your love, and even if you're selling something, you're going to receive that love because you're putting love into something. You're not just making it and selling it. The obstacle with that is the Wheel of Fortune in reverse. So you need to believe and know that it might be easy for you to do or make something, But you do it so well that people go, wow, this is, I just felt great. It smells good. You're bringing them love through your energy and what you're creating. And that's going to bring a lot of success for you. Sometimes what's easy for us is sometimes questioning. I remember doing readings in the beginning of publicly, and I was grateful because my guides were saying a lot of details in the private readings. And I was like, how do they know? There was a lot of crazy stuff that I was like, how do they know? And what it did was it made my torch go down, and I started questioning, how am I doing this? And so I doubted myself because it was actually supernatural, whereas then I started questioning where is it coming from and doubting how it comes and how do I do it again. And so don't put yourself down on something that you're really good at, because not everyone can do what you can do. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You have any questions?
Well, first I wanted to validate everything you were saying. Like, it just everything made sense. And, you know, I... Even from the beginning when you said about a friend who's kind of distanced a bit, we ended up seeing each other in a very weird way at a concert. So, and she just hugged me, and we haven't seen each other in a little bit. So that was pretty cool. And then you mentioned just everything you were saying, it just made sense. But, like, I don't know, I have really bad memories sometimes. And mm-hmm. then you were talking about, like, creating a business or something like mm-hmm. that. I recently got a printer, and I was thinking, like, I really want to learn how to make shirts. Because when my grandpa passed away in February, we had to pay so much money to get shirts done, and they weren't the best of the best, you know, like the best quality or anything. So I thought, you know, whenever I do get a printer, I want to learn that skill. So if it happens again where we need shirts, like, I just know that I can rely on myself for it, you know?
Absolutely. I need shirts, too. And there's a certain thing I need, too, but I would still pay a great time. And that's awesome you recognize that, because what really stops us from pursuing and doing successful stuff and receiving the success is that we have to sit down and learn stuff. And even last night, I'm trying to multi-stream onto Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. And so just when I figured out, like, I got it, and I paid, like, I don't know, 20, 30 bucks at one point for something, it didn't work out. And so I let it go for mm-hmm. now. But we learned throughout the dedication and passion of reaching our goals, eventually you master it. Like someone who, like myself as a chef, I've learned enough about the industry so far where I feel comfortable to do and walk about my way and still accomplish and still do good. But not everyone can just walk in the kitchen and get tickets and, you know what I'm saying? So you are
mm-hmm.
having this vision in your own mind of how you have a really good gift. And the gift for one of your gifts is, if I were to tell you, hey, I want to get from this position where I'm at now to here, you have this gift of being able to go, okay, so you need to actually sit down and write down all these little goals. And then what I want you to do is you have this way of telling each individual person, like, what they need to do to get there. And a lot of people, they don't start because they don't believe in themselves enough. It's too easy, right? But you see things for other people, and that's what happens with our gift. And it's almost like you know how quickly you can do this and make a really good success, even sales or special shirts, limited time. Just don't limit yourself to, oh, I'm at my house doing it. Or, especially with websites that you can design stuff and they buy it online and you don't make as much money because they're the ones producing it and the different styles of shirts. So make funny stuff too. I see you making funny stuff and people wanting the shirt that you made and you're like, that's really for me, but all right, if you like it. And be proud of that, because there's going to be a lot of people wearing, like, this one shirt you're going to design that's going to be funny, and people are going to love it. And that's really what's going to skyrocket. And don't change the price of it either, because it's never going to go out of style, and you're going to be known for that. This one shirt, I see maroon, reddish, or I'm seeing a tank top, but I don't really necessarily think it's going to be that way, but I see colors, and you're going to think about fabrics. Don't limit yourself, and that's only going to grow into more stuff. Why am I pulling more cards? Three of Wands in reverse with Two of Swords. And you can't look at your past career moves and finances and the obstacle is where are you going. It's kind of like you keep asking yourself, what's next? What's next? Where should I be? And this is it. You already said the answer about making the shirts. And if you already have the equipment or you go for it, it's kind of like having a 3D printer sitting there and never using the 3D printer. And you could be making like your own cool stuff. It's fascinating what you can do with what you have.
And then a few days ago, I want to say maybe 2 days ago, I came across this interview and the guy was talking about a book that changed his life, and it's called The Power of Discipline by, Raymond Samson. And so I was like looking at like a preview through audio, and I was like, wow, like I think, like you said earlier, you said it. It's discipline that I need to, and I'm trying to discipline myself. So every day now I like go through, this, it's called like, you study for an exam for law school. And since I was a little girl, I always knew that I wanted to go to law school to hold people accountable for wrongdoing, whether it's government officials, whether it's, you know, just a regular person. Like, I don't know. I just feel like everything is so messed up, and you know, even the government, they're not even doing their job, you know, approving FDA or whatever, approving stuff that really harms us, or I don't know, I just feel like everything's shitty, and you know, we're living in a lie, and that took me to whatever I believe or whatever I want to speak up or say. Another thing that I wanted to create was a video, was videos like on YouTube, where it's like, you know, people think the U.S. is like all this awesome place, but in reality, they don't see the little things on how the government screws us up so much. So I think my end goal was to become an attorney so that I can have like a stronger voice maybe, and just like help the others that need help. Like in my family, you know, if they need something, they come to me and ask like, hey, do you know this, or can you do that, or whatever. And I found myself, if I don't know it, I'll figure it out for you. So
attorneys and lawyers, you get a lot of questions. Hey, my friend wants to know, can you help them? And you're like, so honestly though, I want to say this, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but I want you to realize that you don't need a degree for a solid foundation. This is where we find ourselves, and this is my true story, and I need to talk more about this. My toxic, I don't want to say toxic relationship, my past relationship was highly, highly, like, not so good. And there was a lot of things I could sit there and tell you, like, this happened and this happened, and yeah, did I learn that, and I learned this, and okay, I could have did that better. It got to the point where she had brought me to family court and put an order of protection on me, and put basically the last 6 to 7 months in a skew of misconstrued storylines where we were on vacation a month previously, and she didn't put that in. So I could sit there and complain and say, da, 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 da. And at first, I'm not going to lie, I was really kind of nervous and worried. And I was like, I get this, I'm going to do it. But I was still worried, and I avoided it. There was one point where I was like, I felt misunderstood because my public attorney hasn't connected with me on a conversation. I had a text message. Mm-hmm. I called him nonstop before even the next. My point is this. I realized I needed to face my fear and speak my truth. And that is more than enough. And the essence of, look, this is what it is. And this is what I would like. This is, it'd be great if we can just move on from this. It's a breakup. And this is how I'm going to prove myself that I'm not this person she painted a picture on. And it's unfortunate that people can say something and then you feel so powerless when it comes to the court system for me, because I don't know the court system. I was frustrated in the first court case too, because I was expecting to like be ready to hand out everything and be like, let's do this. So you don't need that, but I want you to believe in yourself so much, because that's what matters the most, right? So if you want to stand for something, it's going to be a part of your life because you know it. So I know that when I was going through my journey, I heard the news one day, and I heard it because my dad was watching, and they're like, people are spending their money on gas and stuff that they can't afford. And I'm like, whoa, I felt it. I went, they're literally subliminally telling people, spend your money that you don't have on gas and stuff. So, the system is messed up, and this is why we're all going through these journeys and here on this point in time to we're volunteers. We're from the future. There's so many connections to the reason why we're here in this moment. So that's why my gift and your gift might be similar, different, or unique. You're passionate about something. And the reason why I started my journey was significantly because my ex passed away. I never dealt with someone close to me like that, with suicide alone. And I wanted to take all that I was feeling for myself and doubting and questioning and be there for other people too while I was healing. So I decided to see not only my ex, but my really good friend who passed away, and you and everyone else in the world, not because of how they passed, but we all need help and love. We're all different. We're all unique. So I have a different standing of my passion. And just be passionate about what you want to do and what you want to be there for others, because you can do these videos now about different topics. Don't wait for that one thing to go, now I can start speaking my truth and telling people how I really feel. You already have that truth and passion. You're not going to prove everyone and show everyone in the sense of see, because everyone's going to have the time frame of when they're ready to hear it and see it. But you will help a lot of people, even like me. There's people I didn't even realize I was affecting because I was live one day talking about something I felt stuck about, and they had the same issue. And you're really on a good path right now, and I want you to be more verbal about what you're experiencing, because you are on your spiritual awakening journey. You already did. You're seeing things differently. You're connecting. It's going. You're excited, but you're nervous. So just feel a vibration, and don't forget to ask the angels to take any anxiety or stress or worries from you, or please help me with whatever you feel is the most benevolent in my journey. Whatever you feel from your heart. There was a lot of times I said random stuff that I never said before, but I realized it was super significant. I remember saying, this is not my reality. This is not my reality. It's not my reality. And I went through a whole timeline. My awakening was nuts, man. But you're doing great. And the last thing I see is this. You see yourself as, and this is normal, this light being around family and friends, and you're going through a transition, and you're making different changes. And don't be embarrassed of jumping from one aspect to another, or staying home and making a bunch of shirts and you're selling them online, and people are like, how are you going to do that? Why'd you do that? Because that's the whole part of the trusting the process. I fought myself on quitting my job, and I would quit my job and then started, but then I went back to another job and cooked, and then I quit it. And I had to find out that I want to help people spiritually too. So it's not a perfect road, but definitely start learning how to make shirts and be funny. And how can you get people's attention subliminally or consciously with what you're trying to also help people with in the world? And that's what's going to help, because Spirit said this too. You're going to be at a point too where you're going to help people in big ways, like you were saying. You don't have to be a lawyer, or if you want to, go for it. But then those shirts. It's like winning. You're going to win something really in a great way. It's like me and you, let's say we're having a debate, and then I say something and you come back the next debate, and you and everyone are wearing these shirts, and it says something simple on it, and it makes me lose the debate. And it's not being egotistical. It's about, you know where your place is, and you know what your point is, and you're trusting, you're loving yourself, and you're here for the world. And there's a lot of people in this world that still see it one way, where we see it in duality and harmony, and there's left and right, but see it this way. By you doing your work is what's going to be significant to the collective of this vibration. Not everyone has the same passions, and so I admire your dedication to wanting to be a part of a bigger purpose and meaning. So keep doing what you're doing, all right? And feel free to reach out, because I feel like you need more people to talk about things too with spiritual stuff. And I don't charge everyone to just talk about and ask, hey, what do you think about this? Because I love those conversations. Mm-hmm. To me, it's like, hey, I don't know what's going on with my life and I need help with this. And can you, what relationship? That's readings and stuff. But these topics, I have a heart for, because at one point I had a lot of questions and I was freaking out. So you don't have to freak out.
Mm-hmm.
Freak.
Yeah. And I think, just like you said, you know, using your voice, I was never one to really want to, like, show myself, like, online or, like, anything like that. But I feel like the benefit that people can gain. I mean, recently I was, you know, I went to the doctors and I was like, hey, can I get an x-ray? And he's like, I don't do x-rays just because you want. And I was like, so, like, that was a slap in the face. You know, like, I'm so irritated by the fact that if he does that to me, imagine everybody else that can't even speak English and, you know, bitch at him back. And I'm like, you know what? You know, he's like, go to your primary care. And I was like, okay, if I go to my primary care and they find something in my lungs, I'm going to come back. And who am I going to speak to? You know, and he's like, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say malpractice? And then right away he's like, if you want an x-ray, I'll get you one. Don't worry. You know, like his attitude changed
You spoke your truth and then it changes. So at first I was thinking maybe, okay, we're attracting people sometimes in our life where they're mistreating us and we're getting stuck in. But you actually, the reality of it was you spoke your truth and you're like, okay, so what's going to happen when this happens, if that does? God forbid, it's not going to, but that's quick. And that's how quick our reality can change by coming with the right intention. It's knowledgeable, from the heart, it's the truth. And it's a difference between saying, how dare you, and arguing. But you came with, see, you already are a lawyer and attorney. Like, you already have it in you.
I'm a natural. I feel very natural about it, too. But I just feel like I shouldn't have to be arguing or blackmailing him into doing something so simple. You know, it's I want to be reassured that, you know, my grandpa passed from, you know, COVID in February. So the fact that happened didn't traumatize me, but I feel like I want to know that my body's okay. And I know that it attacks the lungs. So I shouldn't have to like explain myself so much like that. And I don't know. I just feel like I said, there's a lot there's a lot of wrongdoing. I feel like overall, when I was in, at the university, I got really sick and I forced myself to go into my final. I was sick and I would go to another hospital and they kept telling me I was fine until I came back to my hometown and my mom was like, you're too sick. You can't go home. So she took me to another hospital. They found out I had pneumonia, and this was years ago. But, you know, people can die from that. That is, like, malpractice. And I just feel like there's a lot for me to say based on experiences, too. And I just want people to be more aware of their power, basically, because had I been, like, very, like, settling of, oh, okay, yeah, no worries, no x-ray or whatever. But I knew what I wanted, and I knew that I wanted to get it, and it shouldn't be a problem. So that's why I demanded that x-ray. But like I said, there's a lot of people who don't have that personality maybe, or they don't want to be in conflict, or they don't want it, like, I don't know. Maybe I could have approached it in a nicer way, but I was already nice. And the fact that he was unwilling, like, it just made me snap. But I was still very kind and well-spoken and, you know, very, I don't know, I just felt like I needed to handle it in a different way. But it's just sad that that happens, right? It's so sad.
It is sad. I see things in different – so throughout my journey, I've seen that in different aspects, too. And I've gotten upset And so there's a part of that, like you did, where you spoke your truth and you said it perfectly, and it cut right through and changed the timeline. But then I also see the after steps of the learning experience from those. So you comfortably spoke your truth, which is a really good memory, regardless of what topic it is, love and relationship, boundaries, someone older than you that's your boss or talking down to you. Realize that no matter what the circumstances with your career, people in general, like, don't let them ever step on you or make you feel a certain way. I quit a job not too long ago because it was simply because of this. They were supposed to give me my direct deposit on a certain time frame. They didn't do it. I didn't get it. It was a day before the actual checks also went out because it's direct deposit for me was on a Thursday. It was early. And so no one was helping me. I was like, what's going on? You know, I got a bill to pay. And that's a little step for the next level of where is this going to go later on. So I left. I was like, my coworker gave me an attitude too, and my sign of either flip out and really let it out or just take it away. And so I went and made my choices in the next alignment or my next path. But we go through those things to not only go, this is what they did. Yeah. The universe provided it with us for those moments to go, you know what? No, this is our choice to also maneuver. And a lot of people have this fear of, oh, I can't quit my job. I haven't been here a year. And mm-hmm. oh, what am I going to do next? And that's the old subconscious belief. So what you're saying, I also understand. And it's also people need to find and connect with other individuals too, where, oh, wow, you did that. And you stood up for yourself. And people need to be more brave and honest, and they're stuck in relationships. A lot of people are stuck in marriages that they're unhappy with, and people that they're not speaking their truth because they're in fear of, they're sad of losing someone that's treating them badly. But your topics can go into so many other things for people just by mm-hmm. being you and talking about it. Your health, though, and I got to move on after this, but your health, something emotionally that was connected to this, and this is why we have sometimes health issues. There's the COVID thing. I can understand this fear, and also your grandfather. And again, I'm sorry to hear that, but it teaches us to also be stronger. I want you to know that your body's health is fine. I want you to let go of if you have any shots or you took the shots. I don't want you to worry about, is it going to cause any problems later on? You are perfectly fine. I just want you to let go of what's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen. You're great. You're fine. You are doing mm-hmm. really well. Even though I never got them, that's my choice.
I never did either. That's a choice too. I don't trust them.
How did the fear help me along the way with jobs that didn't make it mandatory? They almost did at one of them, and I left. It wasn't because of that. It was actually because of moving forward. But everything always works out the way it's meant to. And whoever got shots too, some of my family members did. That's okay. Mm-hmm. So everything's good.
Yeah.
But if we keep feeding into, oh, my God, what is this? And what if that? Everyone's different. I'm not going to tell people they're wrong or right, but in our own individual stance, you're good. But there's something about you doing more of speaking your truth, not just about these what has happened, like with the X-ray, but about your everyday mm-hmm. life, too. I do this, too, in different ways. You need to do that because you're going to learn a lot of different aspects because you have the gift of the mind, which is what I also work with. And the gift of the mind mm-hmm. is taking control over the mind and the energy and the inner being of your thoughts and emotions and your external and all of it. And there's going to be moments, but they're awesome moments too. And you realize how much you love yourself and how much you really put in that work for realizations. And don't be afraid to ask your guides or angels for questions. And it will come to you. Just don't focus on it so much. Just go, what's the deal with this? Walk away, go do something else. You're going to go, oh, and you'll see. You're also going to deal with timeline shifting. And message me when you feel ready about timelines, because you had already and you're going to more. Timelines aren't just some simple seamless, but sometimes they're like, whoa, what is going on with me? And there's a lot of times where I felt, oh, I could have freaked out about my health or what's going on with me right now, but you're going to experience a lot of higher vibrational consciousness. So you might feel weird. You might feel, what's going on with me? What am I seeing? But I don't want you to freak out. You could be sober as a bird, but you're going to evolve and you're going to feel and see your consciousness, and you're going to see things in the world too at times, but don't second guess it. Okay. You saw a shadow. You saw that spirit over there. You saw this, you saw that. I got excited and freaked out sometimes. I was like, whoa, I saw that. That's normal. But you are going to experience things with your mind, and you're not going to even need drugs or mushrooms, or it's just going to be natural. And that's fine. It's good. Some people take ayahuasca, and I don't know what, but everyone's different.
So the one question that I did have, and I was curious to know, is when do you see, like, my forever partner coming in, Fritter or anything? And I just feel like I should just trust that it will happen whenever. But sometimes I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm too old, or, you know, like, and I'm still, you know,
how old
not
are you?
Married or anything.
I don't know everything.
I'm 28.
You're 28. I knew you were a little younger than me, but I don't feel like you're mature for your age, too. 28 is actually the number of the awakening, too. Well, not for everyone. That's where I started. I got to give it to you really straight and blunt. And for you, this is what they're telling me, and I got to say it the way I got to say it. You are going to meet people. You are going to have other relationships. But I want you to know this. It's not a waste of your time. And I don't want you to give up looking, because it's the same thing with our goals, dreams. we keep looking and finding more and more about who we are, but we still have to sometimes go through potential or possible and real relationships because we learn more about what we don't like and do like. And right now you're doing really good, and I don't see – you're going to meet someone that's a friend, and it's going to be some sort of connection through spirituality and similarities, but there's going to be something that you need to still trust your gut in and see where it goes. I see – I don't know how to explain their hair right now. It's kind of like they got thick hair. It's light brown or brown or – but I see kind of like a full, like a 70s style cut, but it's still in style right now. I don't explain it. It's like a poofy wave, kind of like mine if it was trimmed, but not the same. They're going to be this person that's actually still learning about themselves as well. But if you can start to see people as your mirror, what is this person reflecting about me? Is there upset about something or their career? And you might not be thinking about it, but it resembles something within you that you need to focus on. Because what's going to happen is this. The more you learn about who you are and what you like and what you don't like and boundaries and speaking your truth and not giving yourself up and your dreams up for maintaining a relationship, you stand in your strength. And so that strength is I respect you, you respect me, we can still be in a relationship together at the same time. I'm not going to be like, where are you? What are you doing? I don't trust you. It's about meeting the right person, and you will meet them. You are going to meet them. Because you are a healer at heart, you are nurturing at heart, you are loving at heart, and those who are, as this journey goes and we evolve and learn more about ourselves to love ourselves and grow and help people, you're going to know that there are good things in life and that things do suck at times with people, and they're going to be all nice, and all later on they'll be like, your stuff's whack. I don't believe what you're doing. Turn on you, because they just wanted you for the wrong reasons. So you are going to learn to trust your gut, not fall for people's bullshit anymore. There's something about the past with friends lying to you about a relationship or behind your back. It could have been years ago. But you're learning to trust yourself more and more. And you will meet someone, but it's at the right time. Because right now you're on this path of learning some more stuff. And learning is a great thing. It's not about, oh, you have much more to learn, grasshopper. And details out in your mind. Tell the universe, source, God, creator, I want to meet this guy. And as time goes on, add more to it. Or this person. I want to meet this type of person. You know what? I also want to add that they have their own hobbies and love themselves, but they know how to spend time and dedicate time. But they also have similarities where we can talk and discuss and have fun and add more detail. Because I've manifested at times, and I stopped manifesting relationships. Because at one point it's like, oh, what? I forgot to add this to it. You know, I had all this stuff, but I forgot to add this. And that's how we learn more. For funny reference, and it's true, I can honestly say for the first time, maybe like 2 weeks ago, I could honestly say, I know what it feels like now to have a chemistry with a friend or connection in conversation, even what we're having now, even though I'm talking a lot, but there's connection and meaningfulness, and I didn't have that awareness before. And so I see why I have my best friend Candace, and I see why I kept this really good friend here, and I have these. It's not about what you give me or what I give you. It's about, hey, love you for who you are, and you can be weird one day and cry the next day and laugh the next. We're cool. That's where you're on. Gonna meet new people. I do see you traveling though. You need to travel more. You need to go places that call to you. All right. Stay in touch. Uh-huh. Follow me on Facebook. And also, if you have TikTok, follow me on TikTok. I need 1,000 followers to go live, and I'm at 500 and something.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much for your insight and your time.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
I pulled two cards about the love relationship thing real quick, the moon and the magician. So within time, but you're manifesting, like I said before, the details. Write it down, but believe and know that you were receiving and deserving of that. Don't question it, all right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. So that was awesome. I know that I get carried away with talking a lot. My bad. I zone out, honestly. But I'm here, but I'm not here, but I'm here. If you guys don't already, make sure you check out the Facebook page, A Millennial's Third Eye, and also my TikTok. It's A Millennial's Third Eye, but it's A_Millennial's. underscore. I put in the episode details, so you just copy and paste it or go on Facebook and click the link to it. But help me out. I need to go live on TikTok and tell your friends and people, all they got to do is follow me. And if later on they're like, no, I don't know if I want to connect with this dude. And I do funny videos too. I did Spiritual Brian again, which is like basically funny about the spiritual stuff that we talk about, but having more lightheartedness about it. So let's see here. Enjoying watching and listening to you doing your thing. Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate it. And if, again, you're interested, I do have availability for private sessions and whatnot. Sometimes there is spirits that come through when it comes to family and friends. It doesn't happen all the time with me, but when it does, it does. And it freaks me out because it's like, oh, someone sent me a picture once, and I saw that in my mind, and I went, whoa, that's really – so it's cool to see that and how it all works out. Let's see. Who else haven't I picked? I think I'm going to pick maybe a couple more people and chill here. I don't know who I've picked so far. 347-917. I'm going to go with area code 914. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I'm calling from New York. How are you?
What's up, Catherine from New York? Where in New York are you?
I'm in, upstate area.
Are you, like, Buffalo or Hudson Valley?
Hudson Valley.
You're in my neck of the woods? It's crazy.
Oh, wow. I'm going to follow you. Yeah, I'm going to follow you.
Because I'm in the Hudson Valley or because I'm awesome and you're awesome?
Both.
So that's cool. I love connecting with people in my area. What county? How far are you?
Rockland.
You might be a little, I don't know how far Rockland is. I'm in Ulster County. How far is Rockland? I got to look it
in
up
where?
Later. That's really cool. Ulster County?
Okay.
I'm near Poughkeepsie.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. You're a little bit north from me. Mm-hmm. I believe. I'm a little bad with geography, really.
I look up Google Maps and I figure it out from there. You there?
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
I said, are you there? I couldn't hear you. So,
Yes, right. Yes.
Give me a minute with
yes.
Connecting. Do you want to ask
may
a question
ask
or you
a
want
question?
To... Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
like, this
you
is go for it.
Thank you. There's an event happening on Tuesday that somebody invited me to, and I'd love to go, but there's a few obstacles in my path.
Okay.
Do you see those obstacles put there as a way of like, you don't really need this, don't go, or is it, should I push past the obstacles and something really beneficial will happen?
Give me a minute to work, because it's, the energy right now around the question, and I felt it before, it's like all knotted up. Because you went from, I want to go to this, and then you're getting nervous about what if I take off and what's going to happen here and how am I going to, so you're giving yourself a bunch of reasons why you feel like you shouldn't go and what's going to happen if I'm not at work. Let me ask you this question because I really want to help you navigate it and show you the answer here because this is what I do for myself. You mentioned about how you want to go. And
yeah.
I'm going to pull a couple cards here briefly because I don't want to know everything, but I want you to still see the answer here because there's something you have to face and you deserve to do it. On a level of 1 to 10, how much do you want to go?
8.
Okay. 8 is significant. Good. My next question is, on a scale of 1 to 10, how often do you really take a day for yourself or take off for yourself or make it happen for yourself or any event that you want to go to? And here's the thing about all this. You want connection with someone or you want to have certain things in your life. And these things come with sacrifice. And it's not a sacrifice of things failing because you're not. But you need to really see for yourself that you deserve to take off and not hope that they give you off. You take off or whatever it is you need to do to go. Because I also feel like you have to take care of animals or some sort or like things at your home where you can't leave. You're going to figure it out. But you're stressing yourself out so much, you're like, maybe I shouldn't go because it's too much work. No, you need to go because it's going to work out. Don't be afraid to ask people for help, to watch something or check in with your place, because you need to connect with someone or meet someone that is important. Don't just like take your time with everything, wherever it's for, but you're meant to be there for a specific reason. And I feel like you're getting upset from the past where you knew that you deserved to go to this party or this wedding or this thing, because you do deserve to go, and you never go, or you never give yourself that time. You take your matter of fact, there's some times where you overwork yourself. And so, yes, you deserve to go. You're meant to go. And the other thing about this too is you're not meant to know the whole reason yet, because for you, it's almost like, well, if I'm going, I hope this happens. And it's not about that. It's about the universe has something there in general for you. It could be what you think or what you don't know. And but you're meant to be there because it's super positive. I feel it. It's almost as if you feel the happiness and the excitement of going, and you don't even know why it's beyond that excitement. It's because you're meant to find and connect with something or someone there that's significant to what you're wanting in your life. And the other thing, too, is if your job's not going to let, or whatever reasons can't let you go because, oh, we need you. Well, you know what? You put in a lot of hours, and you have the right to do it, and you have probably time off, and you have – it's all going to work out. Just don't create all these obstacles that are preventing you in your mind of, well, I don't deserve to go, or maybe I should stay, and there's a lot of work here. And you're going to – matter of fact, if you leave, maybe they need to see how much work you do, because they're going to come back and go, oh, wow, I didn't know. And so there's so many things that can happen, but you're meant to go on the trip. I actually see you leaving earlier than you were planning or thinking about.
Oh, wow. Like earlier that day?
Earlier than that day, maybe like the day before, because it's going to bring an ease of travel for you and not rushing. And you deserve to – I heard you deserve to pamper yourself, or you deserve so much. Oh. And you've been – really not, it's not that you're not beautiful, you're not taking care of yourself, it's that you deserve to get the higher, I don't know, I'm a guy, so the lip gloss that you really want, or the perfume, because I hear them saying, oh, I love this perfume, but she doesn't wear it because she doesn't feel like it. So maybe another time, and you wear the other one, and you're deserving to feel good, regardless of who's in your life, or what's not there, or what is there.
Wow.
Your past cards are the Four of Cups with the Star card. So in the past, you weren't content with something, but there was an even cup of fulfillment, but there was something being brought to you like, look, why don't you try this? And you were like, I don't know if that's going to bring me happiness. And the Star is there with alignment. So there's something in your past that you weren't sure about going for. It could have been a hobby, a new spiritual practice, or a person that you were interested in. I don't know. But you were like, I'm okay, but I'm not fully excited. You weren't ready yet for something. So the present card is the devil in reverse. The devil card is just chaos in reverse. What that's really saying is, though, is the chaos that was happening is more so what you were thinking about before. Should I go? Should I not go? Go, because you need to let go of the fears of what's going to happen if I go. Don't worry about it. It's not your responsibility. You took off. You're doing your thing. Do your thing. King of Pentacles in reverse is also the obstacle, and it's saying stand in your power. Don't let people mistreat you if you want to take off and they're like, oh no, my job now, I'm very grateful. It took me a while to be at this position, and I've had different places and experiences. I'm grateful because I can say, hey, I need to go get my brother because the car broke down. I'm like, no problem, go ahead. And then a kitchen that's unheard of. Also, hey, you know, I need this day off. All right, no problem, write it down. In the kitchen, if you're not there, and you're so I'm grateful. But it takes all these things for us to face. And if they're not going to be happy with your work, if you're not there or appreciate you more, then that means also there's something better too. But I'm not saying you're going to lose your job. All I'm saying is let go of what could happen or go wrong, because your heart's at work and you love your work and you're doing really great at it. But you also deserve to live life and go connect with new people and laugh. I heard laughter. You need more laughter and smiling, because you spend a lot of time in your thoughts too. I do too. Your future card is the Queen of Swords in reverse with the Five of Swords in reverse. You really need to, I recommend sitting with yourself if you feel comfortable in the mirror or just sitting with yourself intentionally. I put my hand over my chest, or both of them too if you want, and I make myself aware of myself. And I say, even Joe, hey Joe, what is the deal with this? Because the future cards are this. It's like you're going to be so excited to do this thing and go, okay, I need this time off, I'm going. But then you're going to get nervous and back up. Oh, I didn't tell them. Send an email now. Make a phone call now. Stop avoiding the fear, because that's what we do with bills sometimes. Oh, my God, how much is it going to be? I don't know. And then we find out you still have another 2 weeks for the grace period, and it's all good, and it's all going to work out. But don't put this fear on it. Be like, hey, I got to go. I got something to do. You don't need to come up with some crazy shit. Tell them the truth. I'm going over here. I'm taking X amount of time. Take 4 days, 5 days, whatever you want to do. But you deserve it. And disconnect from work and whatever other things. Queen of Swords in Reverse is also saying, be confident, speak your truth. Women and men have certain aspects of ourselves that we understand more than the opposite, but we also are understanding of the sense of emotions and thoughts too. Not every male, but we're all human and we're not perfect. But there's something about also women that, I don't know if you're around women or both, yeah, you're around women and men. But there's also this understanding that, yeah, you know what? You're an awesome person, and I understand that. And they're going to understand. I think that you know the answer. And the Five of Wands in Reverse with the future card is you fighting yourself, too. I need you to make a decision now. You deserve to go. You deserve to have fun. And I think also there's a worry about the past of a time where you went somewhere and it didn't go well. And that's not the case here. It's about you going and having a good time, and it was worth your time and experience. It wasn't just a waste of, oh, that sucked, I don't want to do that again. You're going to go and have fun. Go dance. I feel like you're going to dance or let loose. You're going to have some fun. And don't think about anything else while you're there.
Wow. You're amazing.
Oh, thank you. I'm a reflection of you. So you're amazing. I'm amazing. We're amazing people. I love you for that. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you.
I love you too. Yeah.
Follow the social medias too. I'm always all over the place with social media.
Okay. I will. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate you. Thank you. Much love to you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, my fellow Hudson Valley friend. All right. How's Facebook doing? We got two people on the Facebook right now. I mean, it is Saturday, right? Saturday in the park. That's what I would sing. Sometimes I feel like I can sing really good, but that's after I loosen up a little bit, but everyone's different. I'm not saying go do what I do. Love what you do. I'm not always drinking, but sometimes I like a little cocktail. Last time I made spicy jalapeno pear. It was a really good drink. I loved it. Let's see. Where am I at right now? I got to grab my thoughts real quick, cleanse myself, because that's a part of the practice, right? We got to cleanse ourselves. You know, I want to say this to you, for anyone out there who's listening and working hard on their goals and working hard on themselves, is the things that I want you to remember is when you put yourself out there and you really go for what you want and you make things happen, you realize you can do it on different levels. And then the biggest parts about manifesting is the bigger it is, the more time and energy it is. So if you did it that way and it worked out that way, the more time you put into your passion and goals and dreams, it will happen. It's just more or less about you keep going. Like when you want something and you made it happen last time and you believed in yourself and it happened, okay, it happened that way. It was maybe this big, you know, or this size. And then later on, your bigger dreams came in. And it's all because you kept believing in yourself and you kept passing tests or learning how to understand yourself more and connect more with the alignment of what you really do deserve and want. So a lot of people, I think there's a synchronicity with the energy here. It's also a reminder for me. I deserve the things I want as well. And I wouldn't continue following a passion if I felt that it wasn't exciting or it didn't call to me or it wasn't worth my time. Do I overthink things? Yeah, I'm human. Do I question stuff? Yeah, I'm human. Just as I'm a psychic intuitive or a metaphysical life coach, doesn't mean that, oh, that's what it is. I have to learn stuff too, and then it helps me really put more, I want to say, levels or amplification to what I was already teaching, because there's different perspectives and really helpful ways. The worst thing we could do is give up and be like, oh, well, this didn't work. I'm tired of this. We just settle and really get upset. Some people get comfortable in their routines and just say, hey, it is what it is. I'm going to take area code 770. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Area code 77. Area code 770. Hello, hello. Hala. Please, Hala. All right. So they're not answering. That one's not. If you called in and you want me to take your call, don't forget to press the number 1. Even if you want to press it now, you can do that. Did I take area code 77 already? Hello?
No, you haven't taken my call yet.
Okay. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Ashil. I'm calling from New York City. Manhattan.
Ashil, New York City. What's going on, man? How you doing today?
Not bad. I was just, you know, enjoying listening to all the different readings that you did earlier. I kind of related to some of them, but I just... curious if you can just, you know, whatever you pick up in my energy, I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you for allowing me to read you or connect with you.
Thank you.
I get a lot of respect for you because you do a lot of this already. In your own way, you have your own spiritual practice of yourself, and you put a lot of work in. I see you also caring a lot about someone or people who you care about them, but they're not understanding it sometimes, and silently it upsets you. There's something. You're a spiritualist, though. Do you help? You have clients that you help? Because that's what I'm getting.
Not yet on a spiritual level, but I had an online business. You know, but I put it on hold for now. And but in terms of just helping people, sometimes I just talk to people and they just thank me for talking to them and tell me they feel much better than when they started talking to me. So that happened a lot. But and I'm still on my spiritual journey, so I don't know exactly where I am now. So I'm glad that you pick up on that.
See, we're all there's no perfect person, right? So even though I have my spiritual guides and I work with different spiritual things, doesn't mean that I still have to, I don't have to go through different things, right? So that's why it humbles us. Like, it doesn't matter if there's age, but there's also respect of age, and there's things that you know that I don't know and I can learn from, and you can learn from something simple that I said, and it just helps you in a different way. There's this wisdom with you. And I keep seeing you going back to the wisdom and path of what you have made profoundly connected to. Yeah. So realize, I don't know if this is just an example, but I'm getting like Buddhism or a mixture of different things, but it brings you back to who you are and what you're really emotionally, internally are connected to in your soul. That there isn't just a one-way path with this. There's things that you have collaborated in different ways, but there's something about finance and business, and it's like you keep building to get back up, and then it goes in a direction, but then it doesn't go as far. See what's going on. So this is what my guys are saying is this. Are you familiar with, like, Botanicas?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. Yeah, I dealt with somebody, you know, back in, when I started getting my journey. Somebody was, you know, to help me through that. That's why I kind of got clarity about a lot of things going on in my life. Yeah.
There, how do I say this? A couple different things that I'm trying to touch on one thing at a time, but I'm also getting other things involved. You need to start saying
because I'm okay. Look, I'm a santero for about, I think it was 14 years. I've been crowned. I gotta do the math. And throughout this journey of being a santero with the religion and santería, but also working with spirit and espiritismo, it's for me right now. It's also saying, okay, I have this right, but it's really my life experience of the ups and downs that I had to learn. I had to learn from someone taking advantage of me with money. I had to learn where the heart is and the faith and my guides. And I had to learn how to trust my own intuition at one point. And I had to let go of what people told me was right and wrong and really feel out what was really right and wrong. Because we look up to people sometimes and they're like, no, 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 this is how it is. And I respect everyone. I respect elders. I respect their knowledge. But it comes to a point where I have to really ask myself, is this helping me or is it not helping me? Do I feel lost? Because there's something about also your energy that you're not seeing, and it's like you're good for a certain amount of time, and then you're confused. And then you ask questions, and you need to go back. So I don't know what was given to you to do at home or spiritual work that someone did for you, but...
I can just briefly say something. Based on I don't really talk to my family because I found out stuff that we're doing, you know, pretty much against me, so... That's the reason that woke me, got into that spiritual world. That was the reason.
Mm-hmm. Because when you say that, I don't completely feel that was the complete message or the truth of what was there. It's like the surface level of something. But besides what that is, you know what? I want to see this. I already pulled cards, but there's confusion. There's something, and don't freak out when I say this. I got to say it the best way possible.
Okay.
There's something lingering or a spirit or energy lingering around you that's not bad, it's not good. It's just confusing you, and you're just confused on your – it's like being yourself, right? And then all of a sudden you're kind of like, why am I feeling this way today? Why do I feel confused? I wanted to do this, but now I don't. There's a spirit – I don't know if you lost a friend or a family member, but sometimes we can just pick up a spirit that's just drawn to our light, and we didn't know it happens, and we do what we got to do, but – there's energy around you that's taking your happiness away, and then you feel lost and confused. And I don't really feel like your family attacked.
Oh, well, it's funny you say that, because I was told that it was my family doing exactly that. Somebody in my family.
I don't necessarily feel it. But when I say family, there's a jealousy, right? So if there's enough people that are violently jealous, or they're thinking about you enough, like there's enough people. And I don't take care of my energy. And there's enough people that are thinking one by one about me. Oh, that guy. And they're not happy for me. They're insecure. And their energy goes to me because they're thinking about me. But if I look at ways to maneuver and shift away from it without worrying, what is it? I can do so. That's part of the energetic learning experience. But there's something about a relationship from the past that really caused – there's a woman or – I'm seeing a woman – or someone in general, a feminine energy that really wanted to see you go down. I don't know if you broke someone's heart.
Yeah.
This is where the family comes in.
Well, that sounds like that person they all told about. Wow, okay.
Think
it
about
was a woman in my family, on my father's side. That's what I told.
If I were to put an age around it, or this person, it's interesting. I see young to old, young, but it's in the middle here. They're in their 50s, early 50s, 52 or 53, but actually 40. I don't know if you knew them in their 40s and still know them, but dark hair. I see lipstick or dressed very traditional, elegant, but doesn't talk about their practice, but also is a witch or knows people that also do this stuff. So, but here's the thing.
Okay.
There, whoever did this, because the energy is still lingering, whoever did this is still going to be a part of your reality in your life, right? So if there's an issue that's still connected to you with someone, or you're still thinking about a certain person as much as you might not like them or not, this is where the energy is still connected. And it's taking away your success, because you have had many opportunities where you could have really gotten to a level and it went nowhere and it went away.
Yep.
Okay, so stop telling people about what's about to happen and good news. Keep it to yourself for about 6 months.
because you're going to get your turn. Karma is going to get back at this person because they're the ones who are causing it. But it's actually helping you out in the long run because they're helping you prevent going further with the wrong choices, because the one that's going to work out soon in business is going to really work out for you and it's going to be successful. This person just wants to see you unhappy because the truth is that they had a lot of love for you, but they had a lot of anger, and that's where it went. So their ego got in the way. As we're speaking about this, I want you to know something. As cheesy as it sounds, people always need some material candle. Very rarely does this happen, but you're going to feel better at the end of this conversation because you don't need to do anything. You don't need to do a candle. You don't need to do a spiritual bath. I did a spiritual bath before. For you with this energy, you don't need anything. I just needed to connect with you for a minute. Have you been, okay, so you've been single for a while too, because there's something about also this void of someone trying to keep you in this loop of
silence.
Yeah, so you're going to, everything is going to start working out for you. This person was trying to keep you back from moving forward in life, being happy, meeting someone else newer, you know, moving on and being good. And this person's only losing their time and energy over what you might be doing. And trust in your vibration. If you get a phone call or a text message and all of a sudden you're like, ugh, don't even respond. Just cut them off or block them or ignore them, because that's the signal. The spirit that was sent to you, actually, the person that did this wasn't a really good spiritualist. Well, and I can tell you why. Because they did it with the wrong intention. Someone paid someone or did the work for them, and they sent a spirit to you. The spirit basically was like, okay, well, I have to be here, and this person doesn't deserve this, and they're nice. Because there was a level of an energy that they didn't put this negative intensity to it to make sure that they did the work they wanted. So they came with a half heart, meaning they don't like you, but they do like you, but they don't like you, and you're the reason why they failed, and so they want revenge. This spirit's like, no, I'm a part of karma because this I'm gonna go back to this person, and it didn't affect you as much. It just prevented you from going further in life faster. They wanted money too. You have to be careful of people who see you for money and not, because you're going to have nice things, but you know what it's like to earn it and get it. And people will see that you have this, they see this level of you, but they don't understand how it took you to get there. It wasn't just like overnight. It was this time and process that you kept pushing. Your past cards are the Four of Wands with the King of Wands. So someone was very controlling in a relationship in the past. Your present is the Nine of Wands with the Nine of Swords. Okay, the Nine of Wands is about your beliefs and experiences in life and making a decision that was going to help you move forward. The obstacle is the Nine of Swords, which is emotions and feeling stuck and sad. It's like it catches up to you. You're like, I don't know what to do. Let me ask you a question, because I want to see where your conscious and mind and soul is at. What do you feel stuck about? What do you want to move forward with? What is it that you're afraid of making a decision if it's going to work out or not?
To be honest, I'm not even sure. It's just sometimes I get motivated and then lose my motivation, but I know where it's coming from. So I'm just kind of trying to push it through and trying to move forward. You know, sometimes I know that I had a business, as I told you, and it was quite successful on my own. But in the past, I also have a business. Somebody who kind of just came and destroyed me financially. But that same person, it's funny that you say that, is getting this karma today, because it's like came back begging me, and I want nothing to do with that person. I forgive him and I move on. But I'm just trying to, I feel like I'm supposed to be successful. I know that I have a gift to success in me. But it's just like sometimes I get up, I just lose interest. Sometimes I, you know, end up trying to do my best to turn the praise and cleaning myself, you know, that's, and,
good.
You know.
I want let go of any worries about the spirit, your family.
Yeah.
Because that's all done. You're good. This is all, you're doing really good with focusing on your goal here. So when you're working on this, there's something that you're really excited to do, right? You're working hard at.
You know what? It's not. I get messages that there's something that I'm supposed to do in terms of some kind of service. You know that I get. I don't know exactly what it is yet. You know, it's just messages that I'm getting that it's going to be something, being of service to you. You know, to the mankind, and it's going to be and the money going to come with it. Once I focus on that, I do it. I don't have to worry about money. So, but I'm just going with flow, you know, just keep going. You know, as I said, I had an online business. I put on hold trying to focus more on, you know, just going, following my intuition. But I'm not quite clear yet, but I know there's something I'm supposed to do that, you know, it would be some kind of service, and that's going to be, you know, the money's not going to be an issue anymore, you know.
Think about this as let go of the money aspect, because, yeah, do we need money? It's energy. Yeah. But when we put that into play, sometimes it causes this, like, pressure of what is it? And I want you to see it this way. I remember being really depressed and lost at one point. I was cooking in the kitchen years ago. I was 28. And I just got tired of working in the kitchen, and I didn't know what I wanted to do next. I was depressed trying to figure it out. But I got to a point where I let go of the job. I stayed home for a little bit, and I started to ask myself, you know, intentionally. I said, Joe, what makes Joe happy? I want to know more about who I am that I never knew before. And I said, well, Joe likes to talk with people and hear stories and share stories. And out of nowhere, it went bing. I'll never forget it. I heard readings. And I went, oh, my God, I never thought about doing public readings before. And I always did it privately. And so I went public with it, and I faced fears on reading people in public. And then I went live, and I faced all these fears. So I also got to a point over the years of feeling down on myself, because I felt like I should have more for myself to prove or show. And sometimes it's not about the topic or things we choose. It's about just doing it because we love to do it. So find what excites you. You know, I think there's a business. Let go of the money part for a little bit and go for what seems exciting to you that you never thought about before.
What I'm really passionate about. That's what I'm trying to figure out, something that I'm really passionate about.
Do you like cooking?
I'm learning how to cook. Because I'm good at selling things. That's the problem. When I put my hands on it, I'm able to sell, you know. But I don't know. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Would it excite you if I came up to you as a person, right? And I said, hey, would you be able to help me sell more of my services to people? Would you be able to come up with ideas and direction?
Yeah, I could do it. I mean, I just have to think about it. I'm pretty sure I'll come in there. And when it comes to marketing and all that stuff, I'm pretty good at it. Like I said, I started my business with $100, and then, you know, I was making profit like 10 days later. And, you know, it was just being creative and following my intuition, and, you know, and I started making a living out of it. But I felt like I was being pulled to do something a little more as a service. Instead of just, you know what I mean? As you said, money, that's why I put the money aside, because I was focusing on making all this money. And then I was getting this feeling like, okay, focus more on something of service to the humanity. And that's the message that I was getting. So I was just like, okay, let me try to see what's going on.
That's really good. And if we can see sometimes, like, yeah, did I start off doing readings and whatnot on social media? Yeah. And then I learned over time to share more of what I was going through and what I learned. And then I lost myself. I got kind of like lost because I wasn't making as much appointments. But I also had to go through those things. I had to learn what I didn't learn yet. And so I'm still growing. And I'll be honest with you. If you had ideas, I'm down for it, because that's where service is too. It's knowing that you have this gift of, hey, this is what I see that can help you. You don't have to have a degree in something. I don't have a degree in psychology, but I got a lot of experience and knowledge and spiritual awareness from it, because that's what I saw and learned on my own. There's things that I watched motivational videos and it taught me more, but I also learned the spiritual aspect of different connections. But I don't have that marketing. So when you help others, it also helps you. And that's where we have to let go of the 3D world part, where it's like, okay, you know, I'm going to give my services and then I'm going to expect X amount. Sometimes it's about helping. Like right now, I'm not charging people for calling in. I'm just doing it because I love doing it. You can do a podcast about marketing just by talking about it. But before we
talk or discuss topics that we are excited about or how to help people, actually the more we draw in energetically to learn more about that same topic, even more than we did before. And that's what it's about. It's not about always, how can I get this money real quick? And because that's where we stop.
No, I understand that. I totally understand. That's why I put my business on hold. That's like, okay, let me just focus on this. And believe it or not, I put the business on hold, but my bills are still paid. So clearly universe is working with me. You know what I mean? I still have, you know,
I see you, I see you moving, but I don't know if you're moving to another state or another place in the city, but there's something about letting go, letting the past go symbolically. Like you have to leave behind the old version of you. And by the, what that means is nothing from your past and nothing else is important anymore. It's about your happiness, which you, which you're focusing on you. Nothing is affecting you. You actually have a couple angels that are around you as well. And there's something about your family ancestry when it comes to spirituality and practices. And don't always take the negative story first and go, oh, because there's sometimes we have to learn through. I, you know, did I make mistakes in my life? Yeah, absolutely. But I had to learn, oh, okay. Did I rob a bank? No. But I learned different ways. And so that's why I don't judge everyone. Can you do bad things? Yeah, I don't do them. So we go through our journey. But you're going to find at one point new connections to other spirituality and learning and beliefs. And it's just a part of your connection to life and what you have in this, this lifetime. So don't feel discouraged or, oh, that's not good. This, it's just going to, it's going to be natural. So you're going to be like, wow, that's perfect. I didn't realize timing with that. There's other things too that you need, and I need more time to figure this out and connect, but they're saying that you really need to be wearing something. And I don't know what it is exactly. It's not crystals. It's more like something made or put together. And by the right person to, not just someone's like, oh, you need this, because it's this, and there's other ingredients that you need to wear it for. You need to also carry, it's like, there's a couple different things you need to do. Something you need to carry with you, and that you need to also wear around your neck. Because you're meant to be a king in this lifetime, and it doesn't matter how old you are, but people... Don't let people take too much time or your energy. Like if you feel tired, you want to rest, you want to relax, do that. But don't push yourself or take a phone call. Just be like, hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. But people, no more of this taking what was reserved to you before. And there's more, but I can't keep going right now. There's a necklace you got to wear. It's like something that has to be specific. Like something about a horseshoe too. You're supposed to have a horseshoe on your wall or by your door. It's not like a horseshoe you find. Like you could buy the symbolism of it. There's certain colors and saints. There's certain saints that you had a great grandmother or great 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 grandmother that prayed to and worked with. Saint. It's a legua in Catholicism. What is that saint in Catholicism? It looks like the little boy in the chair, but I'm trying to remember what saint that is. I can't remember. But Sante. Have you ever heard of Sante?
No, but I can look into it.
Sante, you don't have to like go looking for people to but Sante is the 21 division. 21 division, there's different saints, or, you know, Saint Michael.
Okay.
Different saints that represent different personalities.
I mean,
and energy.
I talk to St. Michael every day for protection. And
very
so
good.
I was just,
very cool,
yeah.
St. Michael.
And
you,
St. Raphael also for, like, my health and, you know, just what kind of stuff.
There's little things that you need to do, and I want to talk with you again, but I can't stay on too long. And I want you to know this. You don't have to worry about anything when it comes to negativity or black magic or people doing you harm. Because right now you're good, you're protected, and nothing's going to affect you. But what can affect you is if you worry about it anymore. Know and trust that St. Michael or Archangel Michael's got you, because he definitely does. You wear a lot of red?
No, really.
red is a good color for you.
Yeah,
blue.
I have some red stuff, but you know, some red T-shirts and stuff. I do.
Put a red fabric around your bed or near your pillow, because when you're sleeping, he's going to take away and absorb any negativity. Because red is also heat. It's also fire. So it's something that could take that on instead of you taking it on, because there's something about you sleeping better as well. The last thing I want to say is this. You have spiritual guides that are very strong. When you were younger, you had a lot of visions, or you saw a lot of things that you expressed. And I don't know if you stopped doing it because you weren't sure, or someone told you that's not good, but you had them and they're still there with you. But someone covered your vision for you. I don't know if you remember it being done, but I'm going to tell you this. If you want it lifted and you want to see again, all you got to do is say, I asked my spiritual guides to lift it. That's it. Because
okay.
It's what you want, and you're ready to do it all again. You're meant to fulfill your destiny or prophecy when it comes to your spiritual gifts, because you're going to have some pretty intense ones too. But I'm here. Make sure you follow me on Facebook too. You can message me there. I message you
okay.
Back. Connect. But thank you for calling in. Did you have any other questions?
Just did you didn't tell me what my final card was? I think the future card.
Say that again?
The future card, because you said the past, the present. But I don't remember you saying about the future card.
Hmm. I've been shuffling cards the whole time. I cleared it because I wanted to go back.
Okay.
Let's see. Because everything changes even while we're talking. But that's a good sign. All right, let's go back to future. Future from now at this point, because you're a different energy now. How do you feel, by the way, since the beginning till now?
I feel good. I really feel good that I'm being honest about it. I feel really great. I feel just like, I don't know how to explain it. You know, once you have something over your shoulder, it's been taken off. That's what I feel like. It's almost, I'm seeing my clarity. You know, I feel like, okay, now I need to focus more on my, you know, where I want to do, and, you know, not to be distracted by all that nonsense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. So the future cards are the Chariot card in reverse with the World. Okay. So the World is the completion, and it's also the obstacle. And so in order for you to complete an obstacle, it's almost like saying, get out of your own way. So whenever you're thinking about the finances, the job, the next move, or how can I go from here? Or is this good? Just literally stop thinking about it and be excited. What do you really want it? Is it exciting to you? Because it's not about the outcome. It's about, if you really want it, you can have it. But all you got to do is know that and continue your day. Everything will line up with you. It's kind of like saying, I really want this business and I'm going to make it happen. I don't know how it's going to happen, but it will. We still have to put the work in. So I agree with that today, and I walk down the street and I run into you and you're like, hey, do you remember that business you were talking to me about a long time ago? I wanted, and all of a sudden I'm like, wow, I literally just thought about this and you brought that up to me. That's synchronicity. It's how it happens, because the universe goes, bet, I see you lined up with it. It might take time to do it. It might take time, weeks, but you have to also put the energy into it to do the business plan or do this or do that, and it will bring in it more. But we have to put the work in. But in the meantime, put the work in. Don't rush it. Do a little bit at a time for what it is that you want to do. But if you don't make any action on, this is exciting to me, I'm doing it, then it won't happen. If you go into it going, this is exciting, but something's off, that's okay. But keep feeling your way around it. But helping people, think about helping people with your marketing, because you might find something by helping people that you didn't think of before that you will be able to fulfill now. That's what I see happening. You just having people who are looking for marketing, honest conversations, somehow, some way, because I think it'd be great. And you give them ideas. Look, this is what you can do with this. What do you think about this? And by doing that, giving your time and energy, and it's exciting to you to see them succeed, you're going to be gifted with new ideas and thoughts you never had before about marketing or a business. And you're going to go, aha. I guarantee you if you did that, because we are so focused in the moment sometimes about, well, I don't know, I got to put this in and I got to do this. And, I, you know, I want to help people. And all just start helping people and see what happens, because you're going to get some ideas and things. That's where the world comes in, the completion card. That's the missing piece. By helping people, it helps you. By me helping people, it helps me, because there's something about the return of, it's not about the money sometimes, it's not about good things just happening. It's about the knowledge that comes in later on and the messages that, oh, that's the missing piece that I needed, and I just got it by helping you. It's letting go of the reality of life in a way and just being vibrationally happy. I could be freaking out right now and stressed out about stuff, and I keep forgetting about the little things, but I'm not feeding into that energy because something's going to work out, and I trust that.
That's good. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you too, man. Follow me on Facebook and follow me on here too, and feel free to connect again. Thank you.
I will. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
You're welcome. Take care.
Bye-bye.
So I love doing this stuff. I forget how much sometimes I love sitting here and just helping and reading and talking, and then I go back to life. So I do have somewhere to be soon, and I want to think about something real quick. What was I going to say? Keep in mind I offer private sessions too, and also don't forget to think about things sometimes where sometimes we got to invest in ourselves. And if you need to really find that answer or find that clarity or find the person that's going to teach you and not just keep saying, oh, I'll teach you, and then you don't really learn anything from that and you keep looking, invest in yourself and really resonate with someone and take your time to connect with someone and feel them out first and see where maybe this is going to be the person that's going to help you. I love helping people with their gift or their reality or where they're going next in life or their confusion and working on the subconscious mind and how the energy works with the law of attraction. And sometimes it's about the emotions or a reading like this, but longer and more detailed. But keep in mind also, I'm human too. I am just like you. I have emotions. I have thoughts. I have throughout my day. And there's times where I'm sitting here going, I don't know what to do, but inside I know I want to do this live or blog talk radio, or, and it doesn't have to be perfect. And then I need to build an Etsy page. No. Just be happy. Do it. Just do it. Just do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. Do it. So, other than that, follow me on Facebook because I do live videos there. I'm always live on the radio show and the Facebook page. Message me. If you have any questions, I'm a human. I'm not going to be like, hey, business hours are done here. I'm going to message you back when I have time. So, follow me on TikTok. Because if you haven't yet, and I find out today or sometime recently soon that you followed me, I might pick you for a free message. Just message you. I'm definitely not one of those people that message you that are like, and I'm lonely, but I'm like, oh my God, it's a spam. Why are they doing this? Why? What is the point of all this madness? How many people try to copy my Facebook page and my TikTok already? I'm over it. I'm over it. All right, because they can't copy my page. It can't be me. It can't be you either. We're all unique. We're all different. We're all special in some way. I love you all. You guys are awesome. And wherever you are in your journey, love yourself. I think we try to get to this rush of, I want to find this perfect, comfortable space and be there. Enjoy the journey. Sometimes it's not comfortable, and we have to realize, like, we're right where we need to be right now. And you probably already know the answer to what you're looking for. It's believe in yourself, create it, be passionate about it. It all comes together at some point, and it connects to people that need to find it, and they're going to be grateful that you spoke your truth and shared your story, and you've been crying or upset, and you shared it out. That's what we look forward to sometimes, that, wow, that person's confident and strong, and they're not letting this really overpower them. Or that's what makes us strong people, is taking that sadness, pain, struggle, frustration, turning it into gold and alchemy and helping people with that. They're like, look, this is what I went through, and it's not a comparison. I'm just saying, you're not alone. I got you. And this is how we help people find our way, you know? People help me, I help people. People help me in the smallest way sometimes. You gotta look for the little
moments. Don't look for them. They just happen. They'll just happen. A song will pop on and be like, perfect timing. Whoa. Angels. Angels everywhere. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. I got to go to this event that I volunteered for and message me. Maybe I'll be entertained. I don't know. I don't know what to expect, guys. I don't know what to expect. But I love hearing from people. I love conversations, and I hope we can be friends someday. If we're not already, we're you're my friend now, all right? Take it easy, guys. I'm going to play a song and catch you later.
If I could write you a song to make you fall in love, I would already have you up under my arm. I used up all of my tricks. I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got designer shades just to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably cause you think you're cooler than me. Got your highbrow shoes on your feet, and you wear them around like it ain't shit. But you don't know the way that you look when you step and make that much noise. I got you all figured out. You need everyone's eyes to feel seen. Behind Jamaica, nobody knows who you even are. Who do you think that you are? I hope that you like this, but you probably won't. You think you're cooler than me. You got the conversation to hide your face, and you wear them around like you're cooler than me. And you never say hey or remember my name, and it's probably cause you think you're cooler than me. You got your highbrow switching your walk, and you don't even look when you pass by, but you don't.
Bing bang dang 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 dang